Shooting up the party. Where you get that money from? Wait, where you running to? Why hearing sirens? Where them blue lights coming from? Y'all, you a genius. You can blueprint and plan this. Better playing video games. Why don't you take advantage?
You so fantastic, don't lie. You so fantastic, don't lie.
Tell me what you listen to. Why you jumping by this bitches? I ain't here to mention you. I know this aggravates ya and it upsets ya. I'ma change it. I know how you hear me. Is this better? I don't understand you. You the school's biggest cutter. Riding in your mama car. Booming like a motherfucker. Why you always spitting for? What you get a digits for? Don't you know with no money that girl is not gonna give you none. Life doesn't dish out. Why you got your fish out? Oh, you just gonna run in there and five finger discount. Talking about where the weed at? Wait, what you pumping for? I thought you was an expert. Now listen to the officer.
You so fantastic, don't I matter? You so fantastic, don't I matter?
You fuck bitch.
You so fantastic, don't I matter? You so fantastic, don't I matter?
You fuck bitch.
You so fantastic, don't I matter? You so fantastic, don't I matter?
You fuck bitch.
You so fantastic, don't I matter? You so fantastic, don't I matter?
You fuck bitch.
Word life, word to your mother. You've found the Heidi Show. If you're listening to this, you are listening to the Heidi Show. And lucky for you, you found it. You've located it.
Congratulations, you have found the Heidi Show.
Hey, that's Cockney Tony.
Unfortunately, you've also found me. Woohoo.
And you've found Cockney Tony.
I can't hear myself this week. This is much better.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
MCLI in the chat room says, word to your mother's mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been 1 week since the last time I did a show.
Well done. You're getting better again.
Well, I'm trying. And despite the fact that I should be parenting...
What time is it then? Was she still awake?
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's summer, so she's been staying up until about midnight.
Hmm. Well, I only put Rebecca to bed about an hour and 10 minutes ago, so about 20 to 1.
Yeah. These kids, they stay up late these days.
Yeah. Where's Adele on holidays now?
Yeah. She goes back, I don't know, a week or something.
Yeah, same, yeah.
So this is my mixer. I'm having Gordon's Gin and Tiger Gatorade.
Tiger.
Quiet Storm is my mixer.
Excellent. What's that? Is that like, what flavor is that?
Purple.
Purple flavor. Nice.
Anything purple tastes delicious to me.
Anything?
I like the purple stuff.
Mm.
Grapey flavor. It's quite good. Purple markers, dude, that's my bike wants to know.
If you soak them in gin.
Yeah.
Purple markers, Dance City. Purple markers, if you soak them in gin. Yeah, I guess that would be good. It maybe if they're the ones that are like scented, like those scented markers. Purple socks.
Yeah.
Emo Tony says purple hair ribbons.
Throbbing purple veins.
Throbbing purple veins. That's on my list of favorites.
Or is it?
Emo sent me a link to a song. And maybe we'll play that now since it's still early.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want more. Give me more. We want more. Damn it, I'm back to demand. We get more. We want more. I want more. More. I want more. We need more.
Sorry, this is Brother Ali. Truth is. If I didn't say that already.
Word.
Word.
One more. Damn it, I'm back to demand. We get more. Give me more. I want more. More. I stand here naked as the day I was born. Face to the dawn.
Emo says he's an albino black man.
I painted him on. And none of y'all to take my place when I'm on. A pure raw uncut. Who the fuck want what? Here to show you suck. I suck. I must. What the fuck's what? Brother Ali. Not to die while the music is still inside of me. It gotta be allowed to breathe. Gotta let it out at least enough to let the monster flee. I want more than what you offering me. Songs that make me feel like I'm already free. I'm a rebel in my own right. Y'all don't wanna write or think or speak a rhyme standing next to me. When the game needed, I'm exactly what it needs. Put the soul in the streets, let it go, let it be. I want more, we need more. I want more, damn it, I'm back to demand. We get more.
Detrimental to your future. it shouldn't be that way. It's just like a breath of fresh air is not being allowed to sprout anymore. It's like that's why music has become so bland. You're not getting that strong, truthful energy that the human beings is.
Hello?
Wow.
Heidi show. I am at this moment, I am trying to fashion a fake mustache to wear for...
You don't need a fake one.
You're a dick. So I have a little bit of a shadow on my upper lip. Actually, you know what? It's not a mustache that I have. It's called hyperpigmentation, and I've got like this little patches of dark skin on my...
Beautiful upper lip, Heidi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're cutting in and out a little bit.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Was I before?
You know what's funny about this is that it smells like the... It smells like...
Is it a Hitler one? Please be a... Aww.
It smells like the Sharpie marker that I just colored in with.
Careful, you might get high.
I think I might. Dude, I just found out that I can't really give like details about it because it would be really fucked up of me if I did. But it doesn't work. I need to like reinforce it with tape or something so that I can make it stick in my nostrils.
I've got something sticky you can use if you want to stick it there.
I like how you can see the paper around the edges. How's that?
Perfect. Beautiful.
So, it sticks out a little too much, though. I need... Yeah. It's not gonna work. I gotta fix it.
Do I sound different from when I did at first?
I think the connection is not so good.
Yeah, but I sounded better before.
Yeah.
I'll put my other
headphones back in. Maybe you sounded better before. I'm not sure.
We can see your crotch. There you go. I'll stick my other... Jobs back in. One sec.
Heidi Burgundy, yeah. Go fuck yourself, San Diego. It's not working. I thought I made a pretty good design there. You see how like I made it so like hopefully it would like hook into my nostrils? Yeah, right, exactly. Hi, I'm Heidi Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, New Jersey. Thanks, Emo.
See, I want to make one now.
It's kind of Magnum PI-ish.
Oh, can you hear me again? Can you hear me again?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Excellent.
It's not so good, the lighting in here, I think.
Better than mine.
No, your lighting's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. I've got a green one, but that won't work, will it?
Green one, what?
Marker pen. Oh, yes, I have. Sort of.
I feel like I need to work on this fake mustache, though. I think it's kind of important.
Yeah, everyone needs a fake one now.
Cockney's audio is a bit shit this week. Yeah, your audio doesn't sound so good. It's not quite as good. Not? Usually it's much better.
I'm
just
using...
kind of like a... It's like a thing going on with your audio.
I'm using a different computer.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, do you want me to go use my other one?
There's some kind of hum, some kind of interference. I don't know. You know what? It's not a big deal.
Fuck them.
Fuck them all if they can't take a joke.
You calling me a joke?
No.
Good.
I'm calling you a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cockney, let me the fuck in.
You're a douchebag. dude, that's my bike says you sound like you're wearing a bra on your head.
I'm not. Look, no bra.
Listen, you know, everyone's so impressed with your with the sound of your... Yeah. You know what I've got? I've got...
The HIV.
No, I do not have the HIV. I've got this tacky stuff. Like it's like a
discharge.
It's like a discharge. No.
Okay. Tacky discharge.
Yeah, I think you're being very mean to me on this show. And if I don't send you a freaking Facebook message, you'll know the hell why.
Fine, sorry.
Douche.
You look good tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Who's it? I don't know. Someone. Okay, fine. 1 minute. Be right back.
It matches my roots. Yeah, indeed. Where did Heidi go? She's been replaced by some black root. Look at the roots on this girl. Woo! Wow, you know what? My fake mustache looks pretty freaking good. See that? You ask for a fake mustache, and I produce! I am my own producer. Her name is Diego. My name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. My name is Indigo Montoya.
What?
What? My name is Indigo Montoya. Let me ask you something, Cockney. Is your headset, does it connect with a USB connector?
No, a double plug thing.
It's not a USB, so it's like a stereo. Two prongs?
Yeah, I've got a pink and green one.
Really?
Is that bad?
No, I just assumed it was a USB, like this one is a USB. It's got
like them.
Does it look like the same kind of thing, though?
No, it's like two jacks. Can you see it on cam?
Yeah, I know what you're saying about the jacks, but like the headset itself.
Oh, right. It's like this.
So I assumed that you had what I have here.
Like that.
People are asking me what you're using.
Me?
Yeah, because normally it sounds so good.
Oh, well, maybe it's just, better. I don't know. I've got a really shitty computer in the other room that takes like 25 minutes to load up. Mm-hmm. But I suppose once it's there, it goes okay. I don't know.
It's okay. It's not a big deal.
I'm
not
sorry.
No, no, it's quite all right.
Seeing as I'm apologizing, you know the show you posted with the obnoxious Cockney?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to apologize.
Well, it's nice of you. I wasn't trying to make you feel bad by saying that you were obnoxious and mean, but I think that I was justified in saying that you were obnoxious and mean.
See that? Does that one work?
You were motorboating.
My tash. On set. See if my light makes it easier. Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry, Emo.
I love my mustache. I think I look like a real cool dude.
Can't improve on perfection, though, Heidi.
You gotta admit, it's pretty good for a makeshift mustache. Higgins. We always used to call my brother Higgins back when Magnum PI was on. Because my brother was kind of like this uptight douche. We used to call him Higgins!
What was the dog's name? The Dobermans, yeah.
Oh, he had two Dobermans, right? I don't remember.
Yeah. Did you get... Well, obviously you did. Crazy Like a Fox. You remember that one? That was about the same time, wasn't it? A little bit later, maybe.
Crazy Like a Fox might have been a little bit earlier than Magnum P.I., actually.
No, was it?
Oh, the orange stuff is coming out.
Mm.
Crazy Like a Fox. Who was in Crazy Like a Fox? Let's see.
I have no idea. Check that shit out.
Crazy Like a Fox.
Ooh, bright lights. That don't work. I've got radiation sickness now.
Rough and tumble private investigator Harry Fox Sr. solves crimes with the reluctant help of his son. What year was this? A great show that never really got a chance. Looks like 84. 1984 to 1986. And Magnum P.I., which was you know what? You're right. Magnum P.I. started in 1980.
Booyah!
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Television point for me. Right, Emo's saying the audio's bad. So,
I wouldn't say bad. I wouldn't say bad, no.
Well, is it bearable?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
He's just being a picky bitch.
Yeah. Welcome to the room, Jen. Fuck her.
It's not quite as good as your usual audio. Hey, Jen. Right. You like my mustache, baby? You want to sit on it? Jen, you want to sit on my mustache? It's soft. It'll tickle you. Cockney doesn't like hummus. That's what I'm eating tonight.
Mm-hmm. Makes you... yeah, it's horrible. It's the devil's smegma.
No, hummus rules, dude. Especially the one I'm eating. It's, yeah, we've been talking about making our own, but this is my preferred store-bought brand, Tribe of Two Sheiks, which has changed their name to simply Tribe, because I guess Two Sheiks were offensive to American people. And I go with the 40 spices, super hot. It makes
What's in hummus?
Chickpeas and garlic, generally.
See, I don't like garlic.
You don't like garlic.
No. Do you want to try it? To be honest with you, I've never actually tried hummus.
Ha! You're one of those people. It's hilarious.
Well, fuck you. Do you want me to try some now, if I can go find some in the fridge?
MCLI is saying chickpeas, lemon juice, olive oil, garlic, tahini.
Tahini.
That reminds me of Willow. You know, were you into that movie at all?
Oh, with the dwarves.
Yeah, but it was Daikini? The stupid Daikini! We stole the baby from the stupid Daikini!
Right, let's shut some programs down and see if it goes faster.
I had a Mad Mardigan poster in my room.
A what? A toaster?
No, a poster.
Oh, poster, sorry. It's your weird Long Island accent, sort of New York accent.
Oh, right, that you couldn't tell the difference between poster and toaster. That's my Long Island accent.
It's your audio. It's shit.
I saw my audio shit. Okay. I saw Willow in the theater as well. And I had... my mustache is getting fucked up. And I had a Willow sticker collector book. It had... You bought the trading cards with the stickers in it.
Yeah.
You stuck them in the book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was way into Willow, yo.
Geek. The good thing about these headphones is I can just walk around a bit in this room. Right now, I'm trying to sort my lighting out, and I'm like really far away from the computer. Although I might knock a power cable like that, and it all fucks up.
You just did that?
Yeah.
Know what? You sound better, though. I wonder if it's the...
proximity of the stuffs.
Yeah.
Are you still there? Yeah. You're currently not broadcasting.
Yeah, I am.
Are you sure?
Oh. Yeah, I should be.
Okay.
Yes, I am. He says yes,
okay,
I am.
Cool. Well, I'll refresh anyway and see what happens. I'm still on Skype, so...
You sure are, kiddo!
Oh, yes. Still here.
Do you like my hairdo tonight?
It looks lovely again. I like your hair. Maybe do for a little cut if you want to keep it short.
Maybe a little root work.
A little trim.
Maybe a little root work.
Look like Mario or Luigi. You look like, fuck, who it is? I've been trying to think who you remind me of. It's Mr. Bartlett, my old head of year at senior school.
I was going to say, something tells me that's an inside thing.
Yeah, he's just a teacher I used to have. Oh, he was horrible.
And dude, that's my bike says I need a little G.I. Joe surfing my hair. I don't have any little G.I. Joes. We collected the G.I. Joes my brother did when he was a kid, but they were the 12-inch G.I. Joes, the full size with the fuzzy hair.
I've just got a little story in a minute.
Oh, I love stories.
It might be relevant.
I would love to hear a story.
Right, you know you said about the G.I. Joe 12-inch action figures?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my ex, the first thing she used to masturbate with, it wasn't a G.I. Joe or an action man, but it was a Barbie doll. And she said she used to stick the Barbie doll up her, and she got caught doing it.
Wait, like the head or the arm?
No, the legs.
The legs.
And then her mum caught her once when she was like, I can't remember how old she was, but she took all of her Barbie dolls off her.
Oh, that sucks. Well, the Barbie was like just like you just wanted to do sexual things with the Barbie, because if you look at a Barbie, she kind of looks like a porn star.
Yeah,
you know,
skinny and blonde.
She's got the small waist and the big boobs and the blonde hair, and she's got the, you know, she
She's a slut.
So we always used to, you know, strip the Barbies, make the Barbies have sex with each other, make the Barbies have sex with... I was always trying to snag my brother's G.I. Joes to have sex with the Barbies.
Okay.
And, but I can't, you know, I would, you know, when you said that was the first thing she masturbated with, I'm trying to think, you know, the leg would definitely be the thing to use because the toes were sort of flexy, like you could bend, they were rubbery and you could bend them. Well, they sort of
curved upwards as well, I suppose. But if you, at that age, you wouldn't really know.
And it was tapered, the foot was tapered, you know, and like it was made to fit into a high-heeled shoe.
Mm.
So I can see how that would be conducive to sliding in there. Whereas the hand was kind of like the thumb stuck out and it was like a hard pokey thing.
If you stick Barbie's arm inside of you, does that still count as fisting?
No.
Right.
Yeah, have I started the show? Yeah. The show started as soon as I started the, you know, playing music and talking. I just whatever it is. You're at the Heidi Show. Hey everybody, you're listening to the Heidi Show. Call Heidi Show voicemail 631-576-4774. It's 631-576-4774. I am recording.
Excellent. Well done. Congratulations. 2 points.
I always enjoy an unstructured show as well. Live on Mustache Cam. Yes, thank you, MCLI. Sponsored by a Giants Football Glass. Stash Cam 2.0, indeed. I'm actually more of a Jets fan, but the house is Giants fans.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Right, I'm not sure if I should or not, if I'm being honest, because I don't know if you're going to speak about it later in your show. So should I ask it anyway?
I think you should fire away, my friend.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't want to.
I'm all up front. You know, if it's something I'm not comfortable talking about, I will. I'll say I don't want to talk about that.
Oh no, you'll be fine. You're going to speak about it at some point. How was your Yankees game?
It was awesome, yo! Awesome.
Excellent. In.
They won. The Yankees won. Despite your rooting for the Rangers, I might add. Yeah.
Let's go, Rangers. Let's go.
Douchebag. I tell him I'm going to a Yankees game, and Emo Tony votes for a mustache for every show. It's kind of funny. It does add to it. And it, you know what is funny? You know what's funny about it is that the people who don't know will come in the room and be like, what the fuck is this? Like that kid last week that came in at the end that was like, are you a girl or a guy?
Oh, you must have been joking.
He was a kid. I do look distinctly dude-ish with this mustache on, though. I'll say that. Next week,
dude,
that's my bike, says next week a Dr. Evil... eyebrow. I can draw. I can use some eyeliner and draw on some brows.
That's fair. Mine's sort of hideous.
Yours is what now?
It's sort of hideous.
Hideous?
Hitlerish.
Oh, yours. Oh, you have one too. I see now. I'm looking. That
I'm
is
trying
quite...
to speak with my lip tucked up.
Quite
to my
Hitlerish,
teeth.
Indeed. Quite Hitlerish.
I was trying to speak with my lip, upper lip tucked up. To my teeth.
You're trying to speak like this. You have to like.
If you do that,
you have to dry your teeth off.
That's and then try speaking.
And then you'd be like cowboy shirt. I like cowboy shirts.
That's better.
I'm having trouble like keeping it. There we go.
I use masking tape, so it's.
Yeah, I was kind of looking around for some tape too, but.
But I had my masking tape for me. That one. Where was it there? For that. So just stick that up on the wall.
I'm afraid that I'm going to get incredibly drunk because I keep adding more and more gin to this drink and I'm not tasting it.
Oh, come on, Heidi. Pace yourself. We don't want you to get horrendously drunk now, do we?
I'm going
to
get horrendously drunk. I feel it creeping in already.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've only got this like one beer left and that, well, 2 squeaks left now. And then I'm going to have to get a crack on with my whiskeys, his single malt whiskeys that he's got in the kitchen.
Oh, he must love it that you do that.
Well, I'm only going to take a bit out of each bottle because, as I said to you, his sister moved to America and gave him like loads of drinks.
Oh, right, 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 right.
So, I'm sorry.
You understand you have to kind of refresh my memory each time. It's not that I don't pay attention. It's that I've got other shit going on. You got to, you know,
I remember, I told you, and then I'm
like, oh, yeah, that's right, I remember. Well, you know, I like to fight. What can I say?
Okay, sorry.
I have gin in me now, so I'm going to be a little bit, you know.
You're going to start crying.
What do they say about gin?
It's mother's ruin, isn't it?
Mother's ruin! That's what they say.
Apparently, gin makes
you sick.
Who are they?
You know what? This glass was full of ice when I started, and now do you see? There's just like a little bit of tiny little pieces of ice floating at the very top.
Well, it's still there's a lot there.
Doesn't alcohol make you make ice melt fast?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I don't like that because I don't have ice down here. I don't have a freezer down here. I only have a fridge.
Right, Spiv made me want a drink now, so I've finished my beer, so I'm going to have to go get a whiskey.
Oh, my mustache. I want Jen Jen to take a ride on my mustache.
Come on, girls, scream if you want to go faster. Did that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get them on the ground.
Scream if you want to go faster!
That's what all the pikies say, fucking twisting you on the waltzes.
I really like your AR Dance City poster.
Excellent.
I think that's an awesome effect that we both have AR Dance City in the background.
Well, you had a go at me for not, you know, you said you went to all the trouble for printing it out.
Yeah,
and that's why
dude.
Got photos.
Emo, I'll send you the scans. It's two separate scans. You have to print them and tape them together.
Now, the thing with me was my webcam weren't working for whatever reason, and I had to search all morning for about 2 hours to find a disc.
Because of me?
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
plus you said it was one of the reasons why I didn't get other photos.
So you're covering all possible bases, I understand.
Pretty much. Okay, I'm going to get more drink.
Go ahead, go. Yeah, Emo, I'll definitely send you the scan. I saved it because I figured once people saw Cockneys, more people would want it. So if you want a copy of the AR Dance City poster, please email me, Heidi, Heide, at theheidishow.com, and I will send you the scans. It's grayscale. No, I think it's full color. I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter. You could just print it B&W. Should be fine. It should work fine in grayscale, yes. It should. And if not, I can reformat it for you, whatever you need me to do. We'll work it out. We'll communicate. We'll make this happen. We've got to make this happen. That's cool. You gotta understand, this is not something fantastic, and you can see whatever he did, whatever he worked out. It still is AR dancing. Clearly, it's an identical duplicate of what I have behind me here. Dude, that's my bike. Wants to print his out and put glitter on it. I highly recommend adding glitter. Jazz it up, yo. Pimp that shit. Schnikes. I just want to let everybody know that I am half in the bag, enjoying some Tiger Woods Gatorade and some gin.
I think I poured myself a bit too much.
Uh-oh. Now what's going to happen?
I'm just going to drink it.
Tongues? Yeah.
But can you see that?
Not yet. I think there's a bit of a delay. A bit of a lag.
And, we should see it.
Cocky's drinking Seagram's Canadian out of the bottle. Ah, there you go. That's a big glass. That's a big glass of whiskey.
I'm not drinking that. That's Emo, by the way.
I know.
You got your Chinese mixed up.
I said Emo, didn't I?
I said Cocky.
Well, there you go. I've had too much to drink.
Oh, that's nice.
And now, sweet. I gotta tell you, this 40 spices hummus,
mm-hmm.
this stuff, it makes me poo.
Excellent. Well, don't eat any before I come over.
It makes like a huge mountain of poo that rises up out of the toilet water.
You keep pooing until you can feel it touching yourself. That's so hot.
Hey, tell me something. In your toilets there, when yeah. you poo, is it like out of the water on a shelf?
Beg your pardon?
The toilets in Germany, they are like, the water is like real, real low. So when you poo, it doesn't go into water. It just sits on the porcelain.
That's gonna stink.
My kid brought it up the other night. She was like, oh, that was disgusting. Emo says it's because Hitler was into poo. He was obsessed with looking at his poo, and he had all the toilets changed in Germany so that no matter where he went, he could take a good look at his dry poo sitting on a shelf.
Ich ein bin Poolander.
Ich bin eine Poolander. Yeah.
No, we drop straight into the wall here.
Well, that's a relief.
It is. When you do it.
And
it's a huge relief.
And Emo says he's serious. Germany is the only place in the EU with those toilets.
I went France. They just shit in holes in the floor.
In Morocco.
Where you got to squat over.
They do that in Morocco, too.
Yeah.
You have to squat. But, like, you know what? That's, like, the natural position to poo in.
Yeah, you'd never get piles that way or whatever.
Right.
Because you get piles from sitting on... Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know little Jimmy Norton, the comedian that they interviewed on Lunatic Radio a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Hoot and Greenway got him first, though.
Yes, that's true. Sometimes he uses a stool... To make his feet raise up a little bit because it makes it come out easier. people are leaving the room. I guess they're disgusted with my subject matter, but that's okay. I don't fucking care.
Not your fecal matter.
Not my fecal matter, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I didn't mean for this.
Emo's got red cheeks.
Well, yeah, he's got a whiskey tan.
Yeah.
Whiskey tan. Oh, Ed on the Rise says it's all good.
Oh, right then. Whew, thank God for that. We can relax again. Go back down to Com 3.
You know, it's kind of a tight-knit group here. I did get a email from Robbo from Lunatic mm-hmm. Radio.
Oh, right, yeah.
Board. Wanting to know why I don't... Oh, yeah, I didn't tweet it again. Did anybody tweet the show? I keep forgetting.
Yeah, Graham did. Graham from It Radio.
Graham tweeted my show?
He did on Facebook. I don't know on Twitter.
No, on Twitter.
I'm guessing he would have.
Maybe. Oh, right, because he does everything.
Emo did.
Thank you, Emo. Yeah, I'm a fucking... I can't... You know what? It's too much. It's like, Picture this. Imagine Lunatic Radio was just Kieran.
Hmm.
Oh, and look. It's like as if his ears were ringing. And Emo left the room. I think, you know what he probably did? He probably went to go to Twitter. And he didn't realize that he was navigating away from the chat room. I do that sometimes.
Did you put an update? Did your face... MySpace thing.
I didn't MySpace either. I twaddle it myself. Dude, that's my bike twatters it. I twaddle it.
I would love to twaddle it.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, Graham came in and left. It was as if his ears were ringing, and he was like, I better go see if they're fucking talking about me, those douchebags.
Yeah, thanks for calling me out, by the way.
Okay.
Thanks for calling me out.
Did I?
Yeah, about Kimberly's post.
Well, that's what I do.
Well, where did you get the cat?
Oh, I was just so shocked to see that you guys were mutual friends and that you, like she posted it and then, well, I saw your thing, right? And then I scrolled down my page. You got to understand what it looks like from my perspective. I see you post it, right? And I scroll down the page a little bit and boom, oh, my girl posted it.
Yeah, sorry. No, I'll just, because I'll try to see what all the fuss was about. And she was obviously set to private, and I was like, "Well, I want to see, I want to see the goods."
And she probably saw that, you know, I was friends with, you know, you see who the mutual friends are, and she saw that I was your friend, and so she was like, "I guess."
Well, I don't know. You must have spoke to her. Anyway.
Well, Schneike says the only reason he shows up for this show is the Deej recap and no other reason. And so, in that case, I should probably get to voicemails. Voicemails! Voicemails! I love to get your freaking voicemails! Give me a voicemail! I love your freaking voicemail!
I don't think I'm ever going to grow a tash, you know.
What?
I don't think I'm ever going to grow a tash.
Why?
I don't like it, what I'm looking at.
I kind of like it. I'm not a big mustache person, personally, but I think you look pretty good. I can't seem to find... Oh, it should be under Skype. There it is.
Jasmine 3 is specifically...
This is this first voicemail.
Voicemail.
All right, that's no good. I gotta mute him. That's what I'll do. I'll mute Cockney. Or, no, I'll do this. Yeah, there we go. Voicemail! Voicemail! Come on, 601-576-4774, leave a voicemail! Sorry. the first voicemail is from Cockney Tony. Drunk?
Cheese. It is prepared from green tea of chosen quality and scented with fresh jasmine flowers. It blends the fine flavor of green tea with the fragrance of jasmine, producing a unique drink, which is one of the favorite many tea lovers. Place about 2 to 4 grams of tea in a cup. Pour in about 200 cc of boiling water. Keep covered for 5 minutes and serve.
This is coffee tone stuff of a shitty voice. Goodbye. 51, 52, 53, 54. Got 3 more seconds before I get to a minute, then I am fucking done.
Hey, hi, it's Mr. Deej.
Oh, wait, it's Mr. Deej, Mr. Deej. Mr. Deej, Mr. Deej. Leave me voicemail, Mr. Deej. Love to hear from Mr. Deej. Call me anytime, Mr. Deej. He's cool.
He's hot.
His name is Mr. Deej. So here's the thing that I realized listening to listening to Deej's voicemail. I realized that he sounds just like he's doing a Reading Rainbow book review. Did you guys watch Reading Rainbow with LeVar Burton? Because that's exactly what Deej's recaps sound like.
Here with his movie recap of the week. This week I'm recapping 1983 film from Ivan Reitman, Dave, starring Kevin Klein and Sigourney Weaver. So, has anyone ever told you you look like someone famous? Have you ever wanted to be president for just a little while and have the power? Well, this movie has both of those together. Kevin Klein resembles President Bill Mitchell, who is the leader of the free world. But really, he's just Dave Kovic, who's an ad salesman who works at an ad temp agency who tries to find people jobs. So he is hired by the Secret Service to impersonate the president briefly just at a little dinner, and then would be done. As he's impersonating the president, the real president is having an affair and has a stroke and goes into a coma, and no one is to know about it. So what happens then? Well, he gets to be president for quite a while. The movie also has Frank Langella and Kevin Dunn as his right and left-hand men. And the movie pretty much follows him trying to make the world a better...
My mouth is full, but I'm just happy that Mr. Deej knows who Frank Langella is, because when Frost Nixon was out, and I know I keep bringing up Lunatic Radio, but that's okay. I'm allowed, I think. And Lunatic Radio, for some reason, kept talking about movies. They didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. I don't know why they kept bringing it up, because they didn't know what they were talking about, and they didn't know who Frank Langella was, and I think they called him Frank Langella.
Better place, just by his own hand. He butts heads with Frank Langella, who wants to start a war, pretty much. Tries to frame Ben Kingsley, who plays Vice President Nance. And Ving Rhames is the Secret Service bodyguard, who doesn't say much, but looks good in a sweater vest. Sigourney Weaver's character, she is the first lady. She does not know at first that her husband is in a coma, and the person she sees is, well, an actor. And after she finds out, they soon find out they have a connection to each other and don't want to be separated once they leave office. So after he makes a few changes, pisses a few people off, makes a few people happy, they stage a fake stroke again where he dies. And this time it's the real president that ends up passing away, and Dave Kovic goes back to his own life. It's actually a very funny comedy. You have to see it to really enjoy it. But it answers the two questions. Do you look like someone famous, and what would you do if you were the president? Have a great show. Bye.
Fuck it. I love Deej. I love the kid. He starts it with... Has anyone ever told you you look like someone famous? That is straight out of the Reading Rainbow How to Write a Book Review book instructions. Absolutely. Thoughty in the chat room says, I love this. I don't know what Thoughty loves, but I'm drunk. Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow. Reading rainbow. Who remembers the story about the teacher who had surgery and went and came back acting like a cunt with a scratchy voice? That is a James Marshall story. That is, I know the story. I know that story. Yeah, she came as a substitute who was really mean and fucked with the kids. And then she came back as her sweet old self, and they were like, oh, thank God, we love you. I can't remember that. I can't remember the name of that. But Emo, we're here, me and you. We're so emo together. We should make an emo baby. No. I didn't mean that. I take that back. I took it back! I don't want any more either. Sorry, Cockney! See, this is what happens when I drink.
Is that it now? Am I back?
You're back.
Is it Return of the Cock?
Yeah, it was just you, your crazy fucked up I'm talking in a bottle voicemail, and...
But no...
And,
you know what I was?
And Deej's Reading Rainbow book review.
No, I know. I listened. I forgot I sent that. All that was I think that was after last week sometime. And it was just how to make a good cup of jasmine tea. That's all that was.
You did say add 200 cc's of boiling water.
Yeah, that's what it said.
I like the cc's part.
Yeah.
That's usually what you would put in a syringe.
Well, I wouldn't know how to...
Dude, that's my bike says you were waiting like a dog at the back door.
Sniffing, pawing, and scratching.
Pawing.
And just, yeah.
Meow. Meow.
Sound like a fucking performing seal.
Oh, MCLI says, question is, whose back door?
Anyone's. No. Hold on.
What?
What's that?
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Come again?
Stretchy. What?
Gay?
What's that? Q-U-E. What's that stand for? What's that abbreviated about?
Oh, do you guys love this? I love this radio show.
Oh, you'd think you'd love it that much. You'd almost do it every week.
Almost.
Yeah. Do you love the radio show or gin?
I think I'm going to play some music.
I say no music, more gin. Gin, gin, gin.
It's the Lonely Hearts Club. Whatchamacallit?
Job.
Job. Right. Rocket gave me some song and dance about how he can't listen to my show because it's on Saturday nights. And I'm like, it's understood. I understand that for the most part, people can't listen to the show because it's on Saturday nights. But I do it for the people who are home on Saturday night.
Or stay in, especially for it. Thank you, Emo. I did see it. Much appreciated.
So, I gotta be honest. I don't really dig the Jane's Addiction album Strays so much, but this song is fucking cool. The Riches. But as a whole, I'm not a big fan of this album.
Cool. I've got something to play.
Someday
Heidi Show, Heidi Show. You're listening to the Heidi Show.
With the interruption from Cockney Tony.
What's up, Cockney?
Not much, girl. You?
You got anything going on there?
Not massively.
Not massively.
Let's see. Oh. Naomi Fridays is still the same, not working Fridays. Rebecca's upstairs. Oh, I watched Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, how'd you like it?
Very good. Enjoyed it.
Very good. Thank you.
About four times.
What about four times? Wait, I'm sorry. I keep talking over you.
I know, you're amateur. Get your fucking act together. Come on, sort it out. Go on, speak.
No, you talk now.
All right, then. It was a good film. I enjoyed it. It gave me goosebumps. You know what goosebumps are, don't you?
Yes. Right. We call them goosebumps here as well.
Cool. Yeah, it gave me them about four times, which is always good for a horror with rabbit ears movie, and made me LOL quite a bit. It was funny. And
yeah.
I watched it with Rebecca, and she got really scared. She could...
Oh, you watched it with Rebecca? I really wanted Del to see it, too.
I thought you watched it with her.
No. I went with Corey. So this was the last time I hung out with Corey, right? Listen. I have to give him props because we laughed, from the time the credits started, we were laughing. I think I told the story, right? There was only, six people in the theater. It was me and him, a couple in, three rows in front of us, and a couple, three rows in front of them. And they didn't seem to get the humor in the movie at all. I thought it was straight out hilarious.
How could you not get the humor?
You know when she's fighting with the old lady in the parking garage and the old...
Staples her eyes shut.
Yeah, but you know what? As I'm thinking about this now, I can't remember if this happens in the parking garage or because they fight a couple of times, right?
Yeah.
So... the old lady, sticks her whole... Like, she punches her that her whole hand goes in her mouth. And she's got, her arm inside the girl's mouth.
And she drops the amber one ahead.
And Corey leans over to me and goes, "Wow, she's taking that like a champ."
Such a good girl. Good girl.
That's a good girl. Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, the gin. Oh, my God. I'm going to be sick.
No, don't be sick. Do you know what, right? While perusing live video the other day, I can't remember the name of the show that I was on, but there was this blackbird with big tits, right? And she was sat on the toilet doing her makeup, speaking to the webcam. Right?
Wait, was it her, she was the show, or she was a user?
She was the show. And she went, "Oh, you know," she just had a toke on a joint or whatever. And she went, "Oh, you know what? I feel a bit sick." And someone said to her, "Oh, don't do it on cam." She just threw up in the toilet on cam. And I was like, "Oh, what? No." And you know when you get the video, the links from...
Tyler Big T knows who you're talking about.
Yeah. She's a big blackbird. She has a shower on cam and sometimes and whatnot. I've seen her once or twice. But fuck's sake. I mean, I'll do a lot on cam, but, well, in fact, I probably would throw up on cam.
Some people are into that. Hey, you know...
some people are into being pissed on. Weird.
I don't understand what's the big deal, but I haven't... See, the thing is, I don't know if I'm into it. I haven't been able to get anybody to actually piss on me.
How about what? How about this conversation's over, and we just never speak of it again, and we'll just see, eh? Bash.
God, why do you even have to bring it up?
No, it's over. Shush. Fuck it. It's all good.
Emo has to piss. Can I play a song?
Well, did you find it?
No, you know, that's the problem. I told Emo I'd play Love on the Rocks for him. I've got...
You told who?
Cockney.
Thank you. You're getting your Tonys mixed up again.
I have this is what I have: Neil Diamond, "Oh Mary, Hell Yeah," "Captain of a Shipwreck," "Evermore," "Save Me Saturday Night," "Delirious Love." None of these are hits.
I want "Love on the Rocks." Sort it out. Play something you normally play, and then sort it out. Download it or something.
I will sort it out, my friend. I will sort it out. Well, we're going to play a little Oasis in honor of the breaking up of Oasis. Right? What'd you say?
What one? What song?
Don't Look Back in Anger. That seems appropriate.
It's a bit long.
Yeah, 5.5 minutes live, too. Yeah.
What about, what's the one from the Royal Family? No, fuck off, Emo, not Wonderwall. Oh,
what's your question?
Right. What do you think's the worst thing I could do right now? If I was going to be a cunt or whatever. No. I phrased that wrong. Doesn't matter.
What are you thinking is the worst thing you could do?
Well, the Heidi show isn't a mod, you see.
Oh, you think that's funny? Yeah, no, you can't kick me out.
Can you see my hands?
You can't kick me out. You can't kick me out.
You want to bet?
You might think I'm not a mod, but I am. Why would you? Who did that?
Me.
Why did you do that?
Oh, no, you know. No, because if you look at the chat room, can you unban him quickly?
No, I can't.
Shit. Oh, that was really my bad.
That was really stupid, dude.
Can you look at the chat room? It says, Heidi Show, I got asked, ban. And I thought it was you that was banned for. Do you know what I mean?
You're really a piece of work.
I apologize for that. I didn't mean that. That was a mistake. Oh, he was okay as well.
Ed on the Rise was fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'll lose points, but I was winning 2-1.
I can't believe you just did that.
Oh, don't go. Go.
Sorry.
I honestly didn't mean that. I thought it was you. I thought it was the hide. Can you see what I meant? Hey, 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 hey. Heidi,
Cockney, you know, can you not kick people out of the room?
Yeah, but you said that I couldn't kick you out. And do you see how it looks?
Have no, a look at the chat. I'm looking at my chat, and I see that the Heidi show has a freaking moderator TV next to it.
No, on the actual where the writing is, right, it says Heidi show, I got ass, ban. Rather. Not ass. Heidi show, I got ass. Yes, you do. my apologies, anyway.
Unbelievable.
I didn't mean it. I haven't banned anyone in months. Well, weeks. And that was a mistake.
Okay, here we go. Unblock user. It will take up to 30 minutes for your request to go through.
Oh. Well, is he a friend of the show? Can you, like, PM him somehow?
No. No. Oh.
Sorry. Anyway, back to the show. I feel bad now.
You should. That was fucked up.
But I thought it was you, and then you said you couldn't.
AR Ban City, Schneike says. AR Ban City!
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you?
I really... Say again. Yeah, no, yeah? I really am.
Really?
Yeah. How can I prove... I'm sorry.
You can't. I'm going to read emails now. Emails! Emails! Send me your emails, HEIDE, at theheidishow.com. Send me your emails. This email comes from Heather the lesbian, Heather the girl with arms.
And legs.
Heather was listening to the last show I posted, which was the show that you were obnoxious prick on, Cockney, if I need to refresh your memory.
Heather the dyke with elbows.
Heather the dyke with elbows.
From Emo in chat.
Thank you, Emo. She's responding to that show that I posted. What's really funny is that I called in with my voicemail, and right after that you told your Bruce Campbell story. He did the same thing to me, too, where I told the story about how Bruce Campbell would not approve my MySpace friend request. Yeah. He did the same thing to me too, because I went around and tried to add as many Xena people as possible. He never added me, nor did Ted Raimi, so whatever. Buffy kicked ass, both the movie and the show, but they are way different. Allison Hannigan as Willow is hot.
So did I. Jen's on my side. Go on, read it.
Yeah, but I clearly told you that you could not ban me.
Yeah, but I thought I could.
But you fought wrong. Well, you cockney.
So, you know, I learned from my mistakes. You know?
Douche. Asshole. This is the thing. I give you guys the power so that when somebody is being a dick and harassing people in the chat room, I don't have to be responsible for kicking them out. You can take it upon yourselves to do that. But I just don't want you willy-nilly kicking people out of the room.
Could you just use the phrase willy-nilly?
I used it before, and I'll use it again.
Fine. If you want to go down that route and use willy-nilly.
I'll use willy-nilly to my heart's content. Can you not ban people willy-nilly? That's what I ask. Not willy-nilly banning.
Well, if it's willy-nilly, there'd be more than one.
Can you willy-nilly stick it in my ass? Mistake. Can you please just willy-nilly fuck me in the ass? Thank you. Allison Hannigan an absolute as Willow is hot... Both, but I can't even read. But I love me a redhead. Plus, she goes all Lizzie in season 4. And Hush is an absolute fucking awesome episode.
Yes, it is.
Sexy lesbian moments, and Nicholas Brendon as Xander is hilarious. He also happens to be Bruce Campbell's son. I have every season on DVD, but of course it's not as good as Xena. Heather the lesbian.
Is Xander Bruce's son?
That's what she's saying.
No way. That makes sense, actually. No. That's good. I was watching Buffy tonight with Rebecca. We watched where Willow went and tried to destroy the world, and Bruce Campbell's son, Xander, just said, I love you. I love you. I love you. but over and over again.
But she also says it's not as good as Xena, and I'm going to have to agree with her on that. Of which I am currently going through a series rewatch. I remember Topanga and thinking Dayum when she grew up during the season break. It's really a wonder it took me so long to figure out I like girls. I have nothing important to say. I have emo poems I keep meaning to send you, but I never remember. That's from Heather the Lesbian. Thank you, Heather the Lesbian. Thank you. Danielle Fischel is a goddess. Yes, thank you, emo.
I've got an emo poem that I need to write that I need to send in. I just haven't wrote it yet.
You're going to write an emo poem and send it in?
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
Hot,
need to get
hot, 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 hot. Yeah! Kitty. There's a kitty on cam.
A little pussy cat.
I was watching the trailer for Joe's Apartment today.
Brilliant film. Have you not seen it?
Have not seen it yet, but it is in my queue!
Oh, you need to see Joe's Apartment.
It's in my queue. I'm very freaked out by roaches. I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico for 3 years, and the city of Albuquerque is absolutely overrun with roaches. They pour out of the... If a cesspool cover gets picked up, they'll just hundreds of thousands of them will pour out onto the street. Oh my God, they're so everywhere.
They're coming to
Well, it depends on where you lived. If you live in the West Valley of Albuquerque, you won't get them because West Valley has cesspools. Has well water. And cesspools. If you live in the Northeast Heights, you will not get them because they don't deal well with the altitude. Southeast and Southeast and Northwest. No, Northwest, you won't get them.
I've only ever had one experience with cockroaches. Well, cockroach. And that was bad.
All I can tell you is if you live in the southeast quadrant of Albuquerque, you can't not have them. Southeast and west. They actually vote in the local elections, MCLI says. That's right. So southwest, when I lived northwest, I'm sorry.
Make mine up.
I lived near Old Town, okay? I lived near Old Town, and I lived in this old adobe building, and they were absolutely everywhere. You couldn't get rid of them. You could just keep killing them, but you couldn't make them go away. They come up from the drains. There's nothing you can do. Boric acid. That's your one defense against the roaches there. Horrible, horrible. So anyway, I'm a little bit freaked out by the whole concept of the Joe's Apartment thing with the roaches, but I watched the trailer for it today.
I think you do need to stay. It is a good film.
Yeah, it's in the queue. And there's a cat. There's a cat in that movie that looks exactly like my cat, Frodo, who, of the other day, I'm calling him Brittany.
Hey, no.
You see him? He's up on top of that tower.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now I'm calling him Brittany. Name. Brittany. Brittany.
See how he's ignoring you?
Yeah.
That's because he's called Frodo.
Brittany.
Now say Frodo.
Frodo.
See?
Frodo. Yes.
See, that's its name. It's like we started calling you Michelle.
Don't call. I hate that name.
Exactly.
You know what name I hate worse than Michelle?
Sandra.
Debbie.
Who?
Debbie. Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. Debs. Debbie. I have a friend I called her Debbie. That was fun.
Not into that name, Debbie. Although I'm not trying to offend anyone with the name Debbie. I'm not trying to alienate any Debbies that might be listening.
You've just reminded me, Heidi. Seeing as I've apologized quite a bit tonight, I owe out another apology. One gay unicorn.
Yeah.
I apologize, Emily, if I was rude. Well, not so much rude, but if I offended you or whatever the other week, I called you bad things.
Did you?
What he puts it out on podcast. Yeah. I was mean for no reason.
Were you mean to her?
Okay.
On this show?
Yeah.
I think she's sweet.
No, I know. It's not a bad podcast. Did it work? No,
I like the sound of her voice.
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
Plus, she's gay. so
gay.
I can fantasize that she would be my girlfriend.
Huh. You need to stop fantasizing so much.
I need to what?
Stop fantasizing so much.
Fantasizing?
Yeah. Especially about Brits.
Oh, I love my mustache. I really love my mustache.
And straight over that one.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. Everybody has to help us vote for this girl. If you listen to Lunatic Radio, you know you might remember Vox, right? You might remember Vox from Lunatic Radio Show.
Yes.
And what you have to do is, because her stepsister has a really bad form of cancer that's in her bones.
Is it a stepsister?
Stepsister.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that.
19 years old. She's only 19. Her name is Casey, and she's going to have her leg removed next month.
Mm-hmm. Shame.
So you got to go to www.bodybyvictoria.com. She's entered a contest, a Victoria's Secret contest. bodybyvictoria.com/pound/gallery/880. Or go to my follow me on Twitter. It's Heidi137 on Twitter, and I'll post the link there. Anyway, everybody has to vote for this girl because there's some douchebag who walks her dogs and lives a healthy lifestyle and thinks she should win because of that. And Cockney's gone. And Schneike says, follow Casey on Twitter at team_Casey, C-A-S-E-Y. Do it. Twitter spitter. Oh, emo. Twitter. It's like this thing. It's like a blog, but... Schneikes says, better hope someone doesn't slap Heidi on her back while she has that fake mustache on her. It will stay that way. I showed my kid. She was a little perplexed.
You showed your kid your tash?
The mustache, yeah. She was like, huh?
She's like, Mom, what the fuck are you doing?
She was in here before, and she goes, you're so popular. And I said, why do you say that? She's like, because you have this radio show, and everybody likes you.
Yeah, like's a bit of a strong word, I think. You're entertaining at best.
Like is a strong word.
The view.
Right. Emo says she didn't find it that funny because she's not drunk. Exactly.
Not yet.
WonderBros.com. Wonder Bros!
Bros!
Everybody, check out the Wonder Bros website, WonderBros.com.
I can't believe you beat me to a Wonder Bros plug. I was so meaning to beat you on that as well. God damn it.
All I need to see is Wonder Bros, and well, I start in with
I
the
made
Wonder
a
Bros.
Note to beat you, but I forgot.
It's sexy.
Oh, yes.
What?
No, I was just looking at the things. Oh, is that your toast? Let's have a look. Yeah, rye bread.
Old London.
All
natural.
So you've got old London to eat.
Melba toast.
London gin to drink.
Yeah, I've got old London Melba toast and Gordon's London dry gin.
So basically, you're going to have fucking London stuff coming out of your twat. And London stuff coming out your ass.
Eventually. Oh, when I piss? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got London coming out my privates.
You got London all over that.
Schneike says I can just play some Neil Diamond Forever in Blue Jeans instead of a WonderBros.com
no,
plug
that
from
don't
now
fucking
on.
Work. No. You know what I want and sort it out. Come on.
Live on the rocks!
Oh, you have no idea. They say they want you. Oh, and they really need you. Suddenly you find you're out there walking a storm. And so on. Ah, oh, I love that song. I think it's Kieran's fault, you know.
It's Kieran's fault?
Yeah, everything's Kieran's fault. But he played that on Lunatic Radio about 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And I forgot all about it until about 4 or 5 months ago. And ever since then, as I'm sure you've noticed, I put it on my Facebook a lot. And it's just my new favourite song that I play all of the time. Are you playing stuff? Pour me a drink, and I'll tell you. Will you keep warning? Nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave me your heart, you gave me your soul. Then you left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday's gone, now all I want is a smile. Real strong here, please. First they say they want you, leave how they really need you. Suddenly you find you're out there, walking in a on the rocks. It ain't no big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies. Yesterday's gone, now all I want is a smile.
What? Huh? What? Yeah.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Word to your mothers, welcome to the Heidi Show. Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Heidi Show. Yeah, it's the Heidi Mustache Show. What's up, Cockney Tony?
Hi, Heidi. How the hell are you doing? How do you think the show's going?
I'm great. What do you think? I think it's a great fucking show.
I'm all right, considering I'm not that drunk.
Oh, but I am. I'm going to add some
the
more.
Last time I wasn't that drunk.
Gordon's London Dry Gin to my drink. Ready? Here
you
we go.
You can't go wrong with London, my
glug, 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 glug. That's too
just
much.
Just plug it out of the bottle. Fuck it.
That's not good.
Chug, chug.
No. How come I can't taste it?
Because you're immune.
There's a lot of gin in my glass.
It's good.
Monkey Boz is a scared. He's a scared.
Or is Monkey Boz on cam?
No.
Let's have a butcher.
You know Monkey Boz. You remember Monkey Boz.
Yeah, I've seen him in other chat rooms as well. What I'm saying is he on cam?
No, he's all over live video, though.
He loves a bit of park life.
Schneike says Jen puts hair on your chest and upper lip.
Nothing wrong with girls with hair on their upper lips, I'll have you know.
Monkey Boss says resident troublemaker, a.k.a. token black person. Indeed. There's not a whole lot of black people that wander in here.
I only found out the other day that South Park had a person on there called Token.
Token, yeah, a black guy called Token.
Yeah.
Oh, emo!
Ding, 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 ding. The first one of the night goes to
easy,
Emo Tony.
Woo! So actually, listen. I think before I get any more drunk, I have to. What? Hey.
I slipped. I had my shins resting on the table, and I slipped from my shins to my knees.
Huh?
Shins.
Show all bookmarks, please. Show all bookmarks.
All of them?
Would you please show all bookmarks?
Me or you?
Me.
Okay.
Me.
Go on then, it's you again.
Oh, I thought I could have sworn that I bookmarked the... I really thought I bookmarked this PS3 Slim. So anyway, PS3, there's a new PS3 out. It's called the PS3 Slim.
Oh, the Slim one.
Yeah. And they lowered the price, which is fucking cool.
£150 in England or something like that.
So it's
no, 250.
It's down to, I think, $299 for the Slim. Dollar signs.
$299.
Yeah. And that's the Slim. Now, it still has the Blu-ray disc player in it, which is fucking cool.
That's the main reason I bought.
What they took out of it is you can't play PS2 games on it.
Yeah, it's not such a big deal.
Not such a big deal, I guess, if you still have your PS2.
Well, it costs like, what, a tenner, which is about $17 or whatever to buy a PS2 now, so...
No, come on, really? Is it that cheap?
Well, you can get one for, like, second hand. Over here, you can.
I have the PS2 Slim.
Okay.
And and I'm you know, I mean, I haven't had it hooked up because I've had the Wii hooked up for since I got the Wii.
I'm getting Rebecca one for Christmas.
The Wii?
Yeah.
Great system. It's a great gaming system, and the cool thing is about it, you can go online and you can download old school Nintendo games, old school Sega games. A lot of fun. I'm a big fan of the Wii. Love my Wii. Games are great. The controls are great. The Mario Kart with the steering wheels, tons of fun. It's really cool. Really cool. You should play with it, Jen. It's good stuff. So the PS3, the great thing about the PS3 is it comes with the Blu-ray disc player.
If I get a Wii, Heidi, will you play with my Wii?
I'll play with your Wii. You know, Deej and I are friends on the Wii system, and I got the Wii Speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so the certain games that you use the Wii Speak with, that we, like, it's like we're in the same room. We can talk to each other. It's like a speakerphone while we play.
Can I, in chat says my PS3 has a web browser on it and the ability to play AVI. What's AVI? Is that a video thing?
Yeah, I think that's like a video file.
Yeah, I think all PS3s come with browsers, don't they? If you plug the cable in, like the network cable.
The Wii is wireless. The Wii connects wirelessly to my router, to my wireless.
Has it got a USB port on the Wii?
Uh-huh. Two USB ports.
Well, same here with the PS3. So what we figured out... my housemate Mucker figured it out, is that we can download high definition films and just plug it, like put them on a memory stick, like a, you know, a USB stick, and plug them straight in and play them on that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it fucking is.
It really is.
It took him like 3 days to download The Dark Knight, which he hasn't seen yet on high def, and we haven't watched it yet, but I've had a sneak preview of it, and it looks fucking amazing. So anyone who's got a PS3 or a Wii that doesn't realize this yet, you can download all the movies and stuff and then play them on your PS3 if you got a high def telly, though,
which I do.
We do, girl. High five.
So my PS2 I think is gonna go into the bedroom with the old television,
one that got that thing on it in the screen,
so I can
that makes a noise.
Yeah, it makes a noise. It makes the mosquito alarm noise. But it doesn't do it right away. It does it after it's been on for a little while. Anyway, I'm going to put that in the bedroom so I can play the PS3 in the bedroom if the mood strikes me. Plus the PS2, you can play movies on that.
I just got a Skype message.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's off. Oh, Jalen Sweet One. And it says, hello, please add me to your contact list.
She wants to send you a link to check her out live nude on cam.
Well, no. I'm not going to add that, am I?
Nope. Why? Because you'd be cheating on me if you did that?
Well, yeah, I don't want to be cheating on you,
Heidi. Is that what you think?
No, I don't want
to.
You know.
I also, since we were talking about Twitter, I'd also like to say I got a tip off to check out a user at shit my dad says, and it's the most funniest shit I've ever read, ever. So check out at shit my dad says.
I certainly will. I'd actually had a little look at that, and for whatever reason, I didn't start to follow him, but I found it funny.
You follow that guy.
But if you remind me in like a Facebook message or something, I've got a 13-year-old girl you need to start following her blog.
I think that sounds like a bad idea.
No, it's fucking brilliant. Remind me on Facebook message.
Brilliant 13-year-old. You realize I have a brilliant 13-year-old girl living with me here, so I don't
really... She's not as brilliant as yours, obviously, but...
Obviously. Shit my kid says. That's why I should start a Twitter account called Shit My Kid Says. We were watching TV the other day, and it was like, you know, Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. You know that guy?
Do I know?
What?
Was you talking to me?
Do you know who Gordon Ramsay is?
Yes. I watch his programs all the time.
So it says, you know, viewer discretion is advised. And she's like, viewer discretion is... Viewer discretion is advised for Hell's Kitchen. Like, what could possibly go on Hell's Kitchen that viewer discretion is advised? And she goes, oh, I can't stand to watch all that food being thrown in the garbage.
It's mainly shit. It does the same thing every week.
Yeah, I don't watch. Like,
I watch a few of the American ones as well.
I don't watch them.
It's like, he turns up, he has a little look, mm-hmm. It's a big fucking dive. He says, oh my God, this is it. This is everything. I'm going to quit unless it gets better. It gets better. Uh-huh. It's a success. The end.
So go ahead, and since it's difficult for me to post links in here, go ahead and Google this guy, Joseph Balance, Ballance, and tell me if he's not a fucking Kieran McCann lookalike, first of all. A lot of Lunatic Radio references tonight. This guy is a local dude, lives not too far away from where I'm living here. Joseph Balance, an Icelandic man was charged Thursday with threatening to kill a Muslim woman and her 20-year-old daughter and trying to run them down with his car at a Smithtown gas station, a misdemeanor charge that Muslim groups condemned as too light. Joseph Balance, 23, pleaded not guilty Thursday at an arraignment in First District Court in Central Islip, where he was charged with second-degree aggravated harassment. The police report says on August 20th at 3:50 p.m. at the Hess gas station on Smithtown Bypass, Balance threatened the victim with extreme violence. The victim, 49, and her daughter, both of Smithtown, were dressed in an abaya, a traditional Muslim garment that completely covered their bodies and face except for their eyes. The report said Balance then started driving toward the mother. Detective Sergeant Robert Reeks, who heads the Suffolk County Police Department Hate Crimes Unit, said the man drove the car in reverse but didn't get close enough to the older woman to be charged with attempted assault. In the mother's statement, she said, the white man came up behind them yelling, take that stuff off! What do you think it is, Halloween? The man followed them into the store, continuing to yell. The woman said the man then drove his car so close to hers that she couldn't open the gas cap. And he kept striking a match on a matchbook, like if I was to start pumping the gas, he would throw the match at me, according to the statement. In a statement released by Balance, he said that while he was at the station, two people dressed for Halloween looking like the Wicked Witch pulled in. They shouldn't be allowed to wear that around here, the statement said. I did nothing to them, he said in the statement. There is nothing wrong with their car. I never touched them. This is not Iraq. They should not be
fucking
dressing
ninjas.
fucking ninjas. They should not be dressing like that here. Send them back to Iraq. Balance's attorney could not be reached. Police did not identify the victims. Reek said that the hate component upgraded the charge to a misdemeanor, but Muslim leaders criticized the charge as too lenient and pressed for federal civil rights charges. Yeah. So this is just some crazy but he's only 23 years old. 23.
I wasn't really listening. I was looking for something. And also, I'm not reading the chat, so I apologize to a few people. Emo, what was your question?
Emo says he doesn't look like Kieran. I think
he
does.
No, Cockney, what do you do for a living? Heidi, tell him.
He installs.
Manufactures.
I didn't know you manufactured.
Yeah, I told you that.
You manufacture? Do you not do repairs and installation
as well? Now and again I install them.
Oh, but. Now and again. So you couldn't work here? You couldn't work for my father?
Well, no. Listen, girl, right? Is what I want before.
Okay, so he manufactures these rolling steel doors that, like, on the delivery trucks that have the roll-up doors in the back. That type of thing.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But, my job might be going tits up.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, we had to get a loan out the other week. The other month to pay us. Yeah. We're shit out of luck. So, and apparently it's really hard to get a job here now. So if it all does go tits up and if we get on all right in November, then I'm going to move over there. You're going to get me a job and somewhere to live and it's all going to be tip top. I'm enjoying it.
And you're going to be like one of those immigrants that sends money home. You have to come here for work because America is the land of opportunity.
It is. It's the streets are all paved with gold over there, apparently.
Not in Central Islip, buddy. That's not in Central Islip.
You are.
Not in Central Islip, I said. Not in Central Islip.
Oh, is that where the firm is?
That's where your business is.
Your business.
Right.
I can't drive. It's not you. Does that matter, Heidi, if I can drive or not? If I want a job working for your papa?
If you couldn't drive, you would be probably start as a helper.
What's that paying out?
Helpers, probably, well, with your experience, I mean, he's got a part-time kid, one of the guy's sons working, that's making $7.50 an hour, I think.
Fuck off.
An hour. But, you know, I mean...
What, dollars?
U.S. dollars.
That's minimum wage over here.
That's minimum wage, yeah. That's what this kid is making. He's a helper. But if you can't drive, you can't drive. If you can't get a job and get in the truck and go to the job and do the job and come home, what fucking worth are you?
Well, look, I'll drive there. You know what? Fuck it. Right, I'll come there. In fact, right, that's it. I'm moving there. You're going to sort me out somewhere to live.
If you get a driver's license, you could probably do a lot better.
Yeah, I'll get one for about 200. Quid or whatever. Have you got a kennel?
There's no quid here, douche. Kennel?
Yeah. In your garden.
What are you talking about? A dog kennel?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you want to live in the kennel?
Pretty much.
In my garden?
If you want.
I don't know. I can't take myself seriously with this mustache on.
Well, you at the back. We take that mask off.
Cockney Sorry. Wants to be the gimp, Schneike says.
Nah, I'm always the gimp. I've been paying attention for the last 2 months.
Oh, this is a good story. I like this story. I got a new story for you.
Are you getting back to show prep now?
I got a story for you.
Go for it.
Police in Michigan say a first date went from bad to worse when a Detroit man skipped out on the restaurant bill, then stole his date's car. Now, I've had some bad dates in my day.
August the 4th.
Being the old dried up bitch that I am, I've had some bad dates.
You're not a bitch.
But this is, this tops it. Police say 23-year-old Terrence Dewan McCoy had dinner with a woman April 24th at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Detroit suburb of Ferndale. The woman says the two met a week earlier at a Detroit casino and she knew McCoy only as Chris. Meanwhile, his name is Terrence. The woman told police that McCoy said he left his wallet in her car and asked for keys. He then sped away in the 2000 Chevrolet Impala. The Daily Tribune of Royal Oaks reports that police identified McCoy by a photo he'd sent to the woman's cell phone and his phone number. McCoy is charged with unlawfully taking her car, a 5-year felony. He waived a preliminary exam and was bound over for trial Thursday. That's a bad first date.
Sorry, I wasn't listening 100%.
This is where I need you to listen because I'm trying to get a conversation.
I'm still looking for that 13-year-old. Sorry. I'm looking for a 13-year-old online.
Oh, hey, sexy guy 85 has entered the room.
Quick. I ain't on cam.
Sexy guy.
Sexy guy. Welcome back.
How
we love
sexy
you.
Are you, sexy guy?
85.
85? Were you, was he 23? Born in 85?
Oh,
hot.
23.
We've been waiting for him, dude. That's my bike says. Hang on, I'm going to mute my mic so I can crunch on my Melba toast.
No. So all you can hear is me. Excellent. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Oh, we chased crunch, him crunch. Away. He left.
Some crafts here as well.
He didn't like my mustache. He didn't like my mustache.
Nothing wrong with tashes.
What's up, Tom Craft?
Your mustache is wonky, Heidi. Sort it out, girl. Thought you was a professional. No, the other side. Your right-hand side is wonky.
What'd you learn? Emo says he learned more German this week. Tell us, Emo. What'd you learn? Heidi looks like Emo Mario from Mario Bros. Hey, it's Mario!
Give me your Emo German!
That's where Cockney is, Tom Craft, in the UK.
Yeah, from Tom Craft.
3:41 a.m. in UK.
3:42, motherfucker. I
showed you.
Served. Tom Craft.
I'm waiting to find out what.
My connection is gone. Heidi.
Da-da-da-da-da. Inspector Heidi. I hear you.
Okay. I don't know if anyone else has got that problem. Oh, reconnect.
No, just you, darling.
Oh,
Tom Craft is in Ireland.
Ireland?
They're Tish, the table.
Where from? In Ireland.
Yes,
what part?
The table. But it's, but honey, it's T-I-S-C-H. There.
Oh, I can't see it yet. Wait, I'm almost back in chat. There I am. Oh, there's me again. Hello, me.
Very good.
So I'll tempt myself down.
When I was living in New Mexico and I had my baby, we were thinking of names.
You had a baby?
I had a baby.
Oh,
and
my
we
God.
Said, and we
and
said,
where might have you had that?
Maybe
surely,
we'll, maybe
in,
we'll,
in a hospital.
No, at home.
Surely.
But, and that, listen, then sorry. We were like, oh, maybe we'll name her Mesa. We thought Mesa was a really nice name because,
how you spelling that?
If you go, M-E-S-A, if you go out into the desert, there are these beautiful geologic formations called mesas that are mm-hmm. big, flat, you know.
On top of one another.
Right? And people were like, yeah, but means table in Spanish.
Do you know what? That's funny. When I was pregnant, not me pregnant with Rebecca, mm-hmm. but when Kath was pregnant with Rebecca,
yeah,
all during her pregnancy, we called it Junior because we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl.
Yeah,
you know, and it was a big surprise when she popped out.
Yeah,
and went from cunt to ass and whatnot. All right, woo! Well done, fucking that again. Anyway, so. All during the pregnancy, I was like to Kath, can we give her a stupid middle name, like a silly middle name? And she's like, no.
Right, you were a pain in the ass.
I almost got there with Bedpost as a middle name.
Bedpost?
Yeah, I just wanted it.
You should have gone with Bed Knobs.
Yeah, or Stick Rooms. But no, I almost got her, like, in the delivery room to say, yes, that's her name. And then that would have been it. But I just wanted Bedpost. End of the day, right? Look, I'm not, well, I am stupid, but I'm not that stupid. I know that that kid who's asleep upstairs is going to grow up and give me certain amounts of shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted, like, a little win at the beginning to think, right, fuck you, I win. Do you know what I mean? And Bedpost, I thought, it's acceptable.
I love it. I love it. Bedpost.
I didn't get it. Instead, I got Rebecca Elizabeth Rose Craggs. Craggs. Ew.
Elizabeth Rose.
Yeah. And do you know where Rebecca came from?
Where?
You don't?
The Bible?
It came from two places. Number one is aliens. Newt. Are you with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca Chambers.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was Resident Evil 1.
Really?
Yes.
It's kind of a Jew name. I don't know if you know that.
What, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
You reckon? Well, you're a German. You'd
First
know.
Testament. Old Testament, rather. First
I
Testament.
Should know that as well. Have I told you that about me?
You're a Jew?
No. Well, no. Ish.
You Jewish?
No. Just I'm a Jew, but not quite so ish. No, I'm not. It was a joke that didn't fly.
I do need a pack of cigarettes rolled up in my sleeve. That would be I am so amused. I can't stop looking at myself with the mustache.
Has my cam moved?
I have to give it to dude, that's my bike. Dude, that's my bike.
My cam's moved, isn't it?
Your cam is off because you went offline before, you remember?
Oh.
Dude, that's my bike came up with the idea for the fake mustache and will give me credit because I produced. I'm a producer, motherfucker. Produce. I produced the fake mustache. And I think it's a fine mustache. And he asked for a Juan Valdez, and I think that's what I tried to go for. I don't know if you wanted, like, the curly, like, a handlebar mustache. I thought this was more like a Juan Valdez.
Next week, Heidi, I want to say Emo, Dude, That's My Bike, and anyone else who's on cam with fake tashes to the max.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'll
what
be
I'm
on
saying.
As well. I'll be
I
all
think,
over that.
I think everybody needs to go for the mm-hmm. mustache. Hey, Maggie, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I sort of implied there that you're going to do a show next Saturday.
I think I am doing a show next Saturday.
You reckon?
I reckon I am. You know what's funny about reckon? You Brits seem to say that that reckon thing. But that's like a southern thing here.
What's wrong with the word reckon?
No, well, southerners say that. Like,
yeah, and what do you think a Cockney is?
South of the Mason Dixon. Say reckon. I reckon I'm gonna get myself a freak mustache.
I understand the word you just mumbled.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck sort your tash out. It's wonky again. It's the right hand side.
No.
It's a little bit.
No.
Less,
no.
Less. No. You sure?
Quite sure. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you and good night.
I think the mustache is just fine the way it is.
Excellent. Sorry, that's about six times I've said that tonight.
Excellent!
I don't even say it in like real life.
So, that DJ AM is dead.
Good.
Good. I can't honestly say I ever heard anything DJ AM did.
He should have changed his name to the drummer from Blink 182.
No, that's Travis Barker. That's Travis Barker.
Oh, I got confused.
Travis Barker is the drummer from Blink 182.
Who gives a fuck then?
DJ AM is a DJ that he was collaborating with when they had a plane crash last year.
Can I steal a line?
Yeah.
I can't remember who said it. I think it might have been Shnikes or Dude, That's My Bike. But does that mean that DJ PM's going to try and move to mornings now? Oh, that sucked.
Who said that? That's funny.
Yeah, it was me just then.
MCLI says another crackhead bites the dust. Right. So they found a crack pipe in his apartment.
Did they though?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Have you seen photographic proof?
I draw the line at crack.
Yeah. Okay.
I was doing a lot of methamphetamine at one point.
No, you couldn't. That's looking at your face.
I was.
I love that silence. That was ace. Sorry.
What was the gasp for?
Oh, I think.
Yeah, I did.
No, you go if
I
you
did,
want.
I did methamphetamine for a period of time. It was highly addictive. I was very into it. It was extremely good. In my experience, I was having a great fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
Have you seen the Louis Theroux thing on that?
No. I loved it. I loved the crystal meth. I thought it was fantastic. I was way into it.
Any addict loves the drug at the time.
Right. So, but I drew the line at crack. So the guy who was coming over with the meth comes over, you know, one middle of the night or whatever it was. He used to just walk in the back door of my house I was just looking for some crack. And I'm like, all right, line drawn. Because something in my mind just draws a line at crack.
Yeah, it's a
stigma that goes with it, I suppose.
You think so? You think that's what it is? I'm like, crack! Come on! And here's the thing, I mean, it was 15 years ago I was doing crystal meth. And it was before you're hearing stories about people stealing tanks from, army bases and... Yeah, Albuquerque, exactly. Of course, Albuquerque. Where else would I be doing crystal meth but in Albuquerque?
It's like, with most of my friends, it's including myself, it's like crack, heroin, and meth is the three things to touch. But pretty much anything else is it's a tryout, you know? Yeah. I personally will try most things, but there's certain things I will never...
It's not that I'm not listening to you.
Can you hear this, Ray? What? Listen.
It's not that I'm not listening. It's just... Come on. Dude. I thought it was funny. He's on strike now. Whatever. It's the Heidi Show. Hey, everybody. Heidi Show. www.theheidishow.com. Speaking of which, I'm adding hosting to the site. I'm going to update the site. Everything's going to be cool. I'm going to start uploading the shows to the website once again. I hear him.
Shut up.
Don't be angry. Don't be butthurt. Don't pull a Biff on me.
I can never stay angry at you, my dear.
Oh.
How could I possibly stay angry at someone who's going to let me piss on them?
Oh. I really would like it if you would piss on me.
Well, I'll tell you what, right, Heidi, because this show, i.e. the Heidi Show, goes out a little bit here and there, and people get to hear it and stuff, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you need to make me a promise. I can't believe I'm going to say this. So you need to make me a promise now.
Yeah.
Right? And I am going to be the first person, if it all goes according to plan and we get on all right. And
that gets to piss on me.
I want to be the first. I want to break your piss check.
No, the drink is not quite purple anymore. There's a little bit of a purple tint to it, but it's mostly just gin.
Yes, no?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to piss on me.
No. I want to break your piss cherry.
You're going to break my piss cherry. Nobody's ever pissed on me before.
So you're not going to let anyone piss on you until I do?
Who's pissing on me?
Well, whoever.
Nobody's pissing on me.
A lot can happen in a month or two.
So, you heard about Oasis, Noel Gallagher quits.
No? Well, what was all that about? I haven't heard nothing.
Do you realize that I got a call about calling you and Chris Italia faggots?
That he
didn't appreciate being called a faggot by me.
Maybe he's hiding something.
And I was like, hey, you said faggot first. And he was like, yeah, but he really is a faggot. And I'm like, why are you calling him a faggot? So then I got on his case. I'm getting on his case about calling you a faggot. He's like, yeah, but he really is a faggot. I'm like, he's not a faggot. You're a faggot, faggot.
Wait, when are you cunts called this cunt, cunt?
You can call me a cunt. I don't care.
You're not a cunt. I'm a beautiful human.
Oh, I'm a cunt, all right. I think I should have a beer now. I think maybe that would... I feel like I've plateaued.
You reckon?
Monkey Boz says, and now Heidi's wearing a mustache. Who's the faggot?
Now she's wearing a mustache.
Now. Suddenly...
Oh my god, that's a sabotage. No, that was the wrong way to start.
What? I'm trying to tell you now. It's sabotage! Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Yes, beep, that's what you need to play next music break.
Yeah, I'm going there now.
Yeah.
That is what I need to do. I have some serious problems with my computer that I'm running the chat room off of.
Why?
I'm going to have to now send a personal message to Ed on the Rise and let him know that he was accidentally banned.
It was an accident. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's just shitty, dude.
I didn't mean it, honey.
I know you're sorry. I realize that you're sorry. But I feel that I have to make a point.
No, please do. And, you know, give them my AIM address or whatever.
So you want to hear Sabotage? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Even
no, only if you want to take a break.
That's not like a great Beastie Boys song. It's a good...
Well, no, it fits in with the fake mustaches, that's all.
Sabotage. But what I really want to hear is Shadrach.
Also good.
Because that's my favorite. You ready for this? My favorite Beastie Boys song.
Say, one, two, three, go.
Whoa, it didn't go. No.
Well,
it's...
let me know when so I can turn you up. Otherwise, I'll get an echo. Co.
Here we go. Now. Riddle me this, my brother. You can't hold a candle to it. And the balance is right. Smoking and drinking on a Tuesday night. That's how you win it. A sin, and I'm a cynic. We salute you. But now I'm bound. And you're one with the sound. Who shall inherit the earth? The meek shall. And the men who... Well, I hope that it can't find a penny for my thoughts to be a millionaire. We're just three of MCs and we're on the go. I better to go, you know. Hours. Only 12. Music for all, but not just one people. And now I got to bust with the Putney Swope sequel. Got more Seuss than Jacoby and Myers. And my bugged out desires. Cause I'm out picking pockets in the Atlantic. Antic. Nobody wants to hear you cause your rhymes are damn frantic. You know one and songs. I got a mean red streak. Yo, that's weak. Like pulling a Rambo. A bed to go, you know. And I'm out robbing banks. And I always give thanks. Hold the title. Well, I got money like Charles Dickens. And I always go on like a Harry S. Truman. Alfred E. Newman. Oh, I'm never gonna let them say that I don't love you. Here we go. Well, my is an Adam. And he's rocking, of course. Or Jerry Lee Falwell. Because he always drops a call well. And we love the hot butter with the popcorn. D. It don't ride me home. And then the man upstairs. In the back of my Fleetwood. Hell no. The giggling is awesome. What are you giggling at?
Right, is the music up?
It's down.
Right, let me just check. Alright. So, cause I've got live video turned down, and all I can hear is you, because I'm on Skype. So basically, I can't hear the music. All I can hear is you singing. And it's awful, but it's so, like, cute, and it's dead funny.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that would be bad.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant. Awful. Brilliant. Awful. Brilliant. Awful.
It's a brilliant awful.
What's up?
The best country food there is.
Is on the list.
Oh.
Oh, Teddy Kennedy.
Oh, he died. Oh, what happened? Job, job. That man. Anthony, OP. One of them.
What about them?
Did he come out gay or something?
What?
I don't know. You put a kid saying, leave poor Anthony alone or whatever.
Esmery.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Fesmery. I said poor Fesmery. Fesmery. Fez. Yeah. Fez from Ron and Fez show.
Oh, he's got cancer.
No. He's gay. And he's mentally ill. He's got a serious depression.
Well, yeah.
And anyway, somebody's identity thieving him and stealing money from his bank account, and they're picking on him.
Oh, that sucks. Courtney Love had that done to her, my girl.
Did I tell you? Did I mention Taylor Momsen to you? Did you look up Taylor Momsen?
No, you haven't mentioned it. I'm sorry.
You gotta look up this chick, Taylor Momsen. She looks
like a
young Courtney Love.
The young girl. Yes, and I checked her out, and she's. I don't want to say she's pretty fit. She is pretty fit for like whatever age she is.
Yeah,
I did actually check her out.
She's young.
Yeah. Because like I pay attention to what you send me and what you say.
Well, you know, this is the nature of things when you're dealing with a quasi-celebrity. You know my attention is all over the place.
Oh, you think you're a quasi-celebrity?
Sobe456 has entered the room.
You think you're a quasi-celebrity?
Do you want to fight about it? He hung up on me, y'all. He thinks he's funny. So I'm a quasi... Oh, now he's going to call back like I'm going to answer. No, you hung up, buddy. That's it. This is the Heidi Show. I don't know if you know. This is the Heidi Show. My friend Cockney Tony. I'm a friend of his. I appreciate him. I don't just call him a listener. I call him a friend. You realize this? He could just be a listener. He could just be a listener. I call him a friend. Why do I call him a friend? I don't know. I just do. You hear him calling and calling? Calling and calling and calling. But you know, am I a quasi-celebrity? No, I know I'm not a celebrity, but it's just the fact that, you know, I do the radio show. I love you guys. I love all of you. I consider you friends. But, you know, I've got a life. My child is first priority. Oh, he's claiming not to have hung up. What?
I didn't hang up on you.
Didn't you?
No.
You said, you don't think... You think you're a quasi-celebrity?
Yeah,
and it went ka-chunk.
No, I didn't hang up. I must have fallen out of my plane into the Atlantic splotch.
Fix.
Yeah. You picked up, though, didn't you?
Well, I'm not a complete asshole, Tony.
I never said you was, Heidi. Never have.
Oh, I just don't give you the props you deserve.
Yeah, you do. You treat me good. What face is that?
I'm playing bass.
Oh, right. Okay.
I actually have played this bass line. Hey, did you know that this is like my dream is to be a bass player?
I was just about going to say, do you play musical?
I have played bass, but only in lessons.
Okay.
I play the flute. I'm a flute player.
Well, I know that.
I want to play the bass.
your bass is cool.
I want to go to rock camp and play the bass.
Apart from Flea, who's your favorite bass player?
Mike Watt.
Eh?
Don't eh. If you knew, you wouldn't eh.
What? Mike Watt?
Mike Watt.
What, you think I don't know Mike Watt is?
Do you know Mike Watt?
Yeah, of course I do.
Go ahead.
I'm not stupid.
Tell me about Mike Watt.
Tell you about him?
Yeah, what do you know about Mike Watt? All right.
Yes, I did.
Now I guess we're going to have to play some Mike Watt. Now I guess we're going to have to go for some Fire Hose. Fire Hose, Fire Hose.
Do you mean the guy who's Beth, the co-founder of Rock Band's Men, DOS, and Fire?
Minute Men, DOS.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
What are we planning?
What are you fucking Googling? What are you fucking Googling?
No.
Okay, here, we'll play one of my favorite songs of all time. If I can find it here. Chemical Wire.
You're forgetting, Heidi, that I actually do like Henry Rollins.
Yeah? And?
Black Flag.
Yeah?
Mike Watt.
Here we go. Ready? Chemical Wire.
Let's go. I'm up.
Here's my favorite bass player, Mike Watt. You hear this? Cockney, do you hear that bass line?
Yeah.
I'm the flame from the train, the pins from the rail.
Tub cool mire. Ticket to flyer, no? Blaze chemical wire! Blazing chemical wire! You burn the church from the spire! You fucking pay for desire! Fire turns your wire! Thorns of chemical wire.
That's my idol.
Heidi, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Right, are we sorted?
I don't know, Cockney, are we?
Well, look, basically, we've got in chat Indeed Heidi Show. Is that who I banned before? It is, isn't it? I just want to say sorry.
What are you apologizing for now? You realize right. You apologize an awful lot.
I'm English. You know? If you weren't fucking just horrible, then I wouldn't have apologized so much. In the chat room, on
Dick,
the
Dick,
chat
Dick,
bit,
what did you just say? Dick, what?
What,
Dick?
Dick, what?
If I wasn't so horrible, you wouldn't have to apologize so much?
Yeah, pretty much. You're a bitch.
Did I ever do this show without you?
Yeah, and that how good was that?
I don't know, you fucking listened to it.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, well. Why are you being a dick now? I don't understand.
I'm not.
You are.
You're drunk and misunderstanding me.
No, you're being an asshole.
Put it to a vote in chat room.
I think everybody knows you're being an asshole.
Let's put it to a vote.
So what's your point, douche?
Okay, so it says Indeed Heidi Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she would love that. And it's got ban next to it. So who was it that I banned before?
You can't ban me.
And I'm not gonna, you fucking stupid cunt.
I know you're not going to, you fucking stupid cunt. You can't ban me, because you can't. You're reading a line, and you think you can ban ignore me, but you're looking at somebody else that's typing next to me.
But
don't you understand, you stupid fucking limey piece of shit?
What was the name of the person that I banned before?
Ed on the Rise.
Oh, right, okay. My bad. Got confused. I thought it was Indeed something or other.
Cockney, I thought you loved me.
I do. Yeah? I'm sorry.
Some people think I run a good radio show.
I do.
Some people think I manage myself quite well here. I need a
beer. Have I ever said that your show is bad?
Listen to me.
No, you listen. Have I ever told you that your show's bad?
No, you listen.
No, you fucking listen. Go on then.
Tell me something. What should I play?
I've got my choice. Romeo and Juliet, Dire Straits.
Oh, you know what I've got queued up is that the thing that you sent me before, that Tricky Love Cats.
Yes, good choice.
Okay, so I'll play that and I'm going to get a beer.
Excellent. Me too.
Excellent. The mustache is starting to interfere with my breathing. I'm trying to breathe and I'm whistling. Heidi,
you've got to ask to my wife if you can take it off.
Sobi456 in the chat room wants to know if I have anything recorded. What do you mean, do I have anything recorded?
Like, on videotapes that you want to share with us.
That's better.
Oh, no, you didn't use a masking tape, did you?
No, I used this this gummy stuff. I was all stuck up in my nose.
Ew.
I could probably
save that. You can give it away as a
competition. I was
going to
say, you could probably auction that off.
In your yard sale.
Yeah.
No, give it away as a competition prize now. You
yes.
got to ask a question, though. I'm not going to.
Well, what would the prize be?
Well, the tash.
No, I mean, this is the prize, but what's what should the...
The question be?
What should the contest be?
Yeah, the first one to answer in chat, yeah? And it's an easy question.
Yeah?
Yeah? Someone shut that door. The question is, in Heidi's first ever show, what did Heidi bring back as a present for Kieran from Germany?
Oh, I know the answer to that question.
Me too. First one in chat. It's going to be emo. Yeah, what?
It was candy, but what was it called? Schneggies, what was it called?
Was that a good question, Heidi?
That's a very good question. In fact, you know what? Schneggies, that's close. Gay candy, because I left him a message that said, I left the candy for Kieran with a note that said, "You're gay." And I'm drinking St. Pauli Girl.
You know what I'm going to do?
What you going to do?
I'm going to find you on my little thing.
Hey, Sobi's also drinking St. Pauli Girl. Fantastic.
I'm going to send you a little PM.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah.
What are the odds that somebody in the chat room is also drinking St. Pauli Girl beer?
Heidi.
What?
For fuck's sake, what? I'm meant to be co-hosting. I'll get your attention and you shout at me.
Well, you just disappear whenever you feel like it. It's awesome.
But I'll tell you before I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Listen back. I'm going to send you a PM, right, with my address.
Yeah, baby.
Or whatnot, right? Mm-hmm. And I want my prize.
Oh, you want the mustache is what you're saying.
No. My other prize that I won.
What prize did you win?
Sprinkle Vision.
Oh, you want the Sprinkle Vision glasses.
I won them.
You did?
When came in for the first time.
I don't remember that.
Well, yeah.
You understand, you listen to these podcasts repeatedly. I don't remember so
don't
much.
Don't fucking flatter yourself, love, right? I don't listen to them repeatedly. No offense, right? Maybe if it was Douchecast.
Deej does. I guess Deej is a super fan and you're not.
Yeah, but he's brain damaged.
He's not brain damaged. He's got a giant brain. He's not brain damaged. He's got a giant brain.
Deej, I love you, mate. I'm actually warm into Deej's recaps, you know.
You
at
should.
First, I hated him.
Come on, how could you hate Deej? He's awesome. Deej is the man.
The man. The one and only.
Deej is the man. Everybody
so
loves
much of a
Deej.
Man that we call him Mr.
Sprinkle Vision, my friend. Sprinkle. Sprinkle.
Not spanking.
Sprinkle Vision.
So, anyway, I'm going to PM you in a minute once I get up and get. Because I don't know my address. I need to get a letter from over there. And now I'm going to PM it. And then I won't send it. Anything else you want to send with it is a bonus. But look.
I might send you something. If that's the thing about pictures. If I send you a digital picture of me electronically, you can... Ultimately.
I could do it if you sent it normally anyway. Heidi, I wouldn't do that. You know I can't, it's a bit of a cunt at times on here. But, you know, I would like to think, anyway, that, you know, I'm not a cunt.
Dude. You know? When did emo go?
I booted him.
No, you didn't. Really?
Yeah.
Stop.
No, he came up Ban Emo, so I did.
Oh, come on, no.
I'm happy fucking, of course I didn't.
But he left?
I believe so. Did he say goodbye?
No.
I mean, you might not notice. Snarky, did he say goodbye? Yeah, he just went, Heidi.
That's not right.
God damn it. Emo, when you're listening back to this, me and Heidi are very disappointed in you, young man.
Yeah, he's offline, too. He's not even on AIM.
He's always on AIM.
I'm so hurt right now that he's gone.
Oh, I think you should make up a quick on-the-spot emo poem about emo Tony B from Hamilton,
New Jersey. Emo, yeah. Tony B from Hamilton, New Jersey.
I think you should make up a poem on the spot. Go.
Radio show. I did a radio show. Emo Tony left the room. It was empty without you. Emo Tony, where have you gone? For thee I suffer. You are offline. And for thee I search.
Now you're just reaching. That was awful. And this comes from the woman that made such a good rape story up. I'm disappointed.
Wait, when did I make up a good rape story?
From when you had your rape fantasy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When you was at school.
Oh, my high school rape story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Yeah, you know. Well, I mean, it's one thing to write something down and another thing to come up with something off the cuff. I never claimed to be a master of improvisation.
Well, it was worth a shot. You know, what we got to lose. Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, there's only like 12 people who actually listen to this.
It's just not the same to do the show without Emo.
I apologize, Heidi. I didn't mean to say that.
Although he was drinking Seagram's Canadian out of the bottle.
He probably fell over and hit his
head. Emo Poetry Corner in the side of the champion!
Emo is gone, Connor. No more Emo Tony.
I could tell I was looking at him. I was looking at his camera. I was looking at him, and he was getting kind of...
This is what... What?
He was a bit drawn.
Downtrodden looking.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird that. He's got Lego hair, for fuck's sake.
So I have EastEnders from last night. I didn't watch it yet, but it's on the DVR.
What happened? Oh, you haven't watched it yet.
I didn't watch it yet.
This is what gets me, right? Okay.
Yeah, baby.
So this is all fun and games, and a giggle and whatnot. Yeah, and like usual, I'm starting to get an ordering on now. It's like, you know, nearly 12 o'clock. Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
Stuff, and it's like 26 minutes past 4 here. Okay, so I started drinking about 7. Admittedly, I wasn't drinking fast. I was just having like a beer here and there because I've got my daughter tonight upstairs. And we're just watching movies and chilling out and whatnot.
Yes.
But, like, yous are moaning about getting drunk at, like, 12 o'clock. And it's, like, nearly 4:30 now.
And you've got your daughter there. And it's nearly 4:30.
I don't give
a fuck
about whether I've got my daughter or not. It's just, in general, it's like...
Listen to me. They've just announced, and I heard this here, so this is a worldwide news.
Is this a segue?
That in England, they're going to stop serving beer in glass because you cockney bastards can't seem to not smash glass over each other's heads.
It's because we haven't got guns.
So you want to get glass bottles, glass glasses, you're going to get plastic glasses.
What sort of glasses? What sort of glasses?
Everything's going to be served in plastic to you because of all of the incidents of glass being smashed over each other's heads.
Do you know how much it sucks drinking out of a plastic fucking cup?
I do know.
It's horrible. It doesn't taste right for a start.
Because you people are so violent and you can't fucking control yourselves.
I'm not violent. I'm a pussycat.
You are.
No.
You people are animals.
Rawr. No,
what it is at the moment is it is if you're gonna go outside in the pubs, then as long as like there's stuff going on, like a parade or whatever, then you get served plastic to be to take outside at the moment.
So they do this.
But that's been going on for years.
They do this at like the stadiums, like Yankee Stadium. If you want a bottle of beer, you're gonna get a plastic bottle of beer.
Yeah, in sports stadiums you get that, and like big gigs and stuff.
But what about in the pubs?
Just normal everyday pubs, you get glass inside still.
That's not what they're saying, though. That's not what they're saying.
Well, no, I understand what you're saying. They're gonna ban, so it's all plastic. Plastique. they're gonna ban total glass, which is rubbish.
Is it rubbish, or is it because you can't stop smashing bottles over each other's heads, you animals?
Fuck you.
You know, I've seen it happen in bars here.
Well, yeah, shit happens, you know? You deal with it, don't you?
But apparently someone it's more of a problem there in England, where you people can't stop smashing bottles over each other's heads.
Well, what happens more, right? In America, what happens more?
It just
more?
Seems like you're more animalistic there than we are here in America.
I'll fucking show you animalistic, girl.
Will what you? Happened? Yeah, bring it! Bring it! Piss on me!
Step up! I'll mark my fucking territory, don't you worry. Right, so what happens more at bars and... just in, like, city centres over there, what happens more? Do you get more glassings and bottlings, or do you get more shootings?
Shootings.
Right, exactly. So you have guns, and what is bish, bash, fucking bosh. You get what you dealt, and you know, you make the most of it.
Do you know that I have bish, bash, bosh permanently stuck in my head, that when I watch movies and I watch television and whatever I'm doing, I'm thinking in my head, bish, bash, bosh.
Bish, bash, fucking bosh.
You permanently implanted this into my brain. Do you understand?
I'll permanently implant something in your brain, girl.
I want to move there.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How are you going to get to move it? As if you get married?
5 years.
Five years.
When I'm turned 40, I'm going to move there.
I'll sort you out. That'll be cool. I'll tell you what, I'll come over in... Oh, I need to talk to you about that off air.
Yeah, you need to talk to me about that, indeed.
Yeah.
So, I love doing the Heidi Show. It's a Heidi Show. You're listening to the Heidi Show. www.theheidishow.com. Email me, Heidi@theheidishow.com. Leave your voicemails at 516-631-576-477.
Don't give your private number out there.
Woo! No, 516 is, that's the old area code. Old school.
Is it not 555?
Here was the thing, okay? Here was the thing. All of Long Island was 516. And right. All of New York was 212. All of the city was 212.
Yeah.
Then they maxed out. And they were like, fuck, we can't keep doing 516.
What are we
going
to do?
So they added this new area code 631. So Suffolk County became 631.
Mm-hmm.
Nassau County became 516.
Is that what EP comes under?
You got 212 Suffolk. For Manhattan. You got 718. For Queens, you got 917, you got 646. They added in all these crazy-ass area codes. Used to be, if you lived in the city, you were 212. You lived on Long Island, you were 516. I'm hiccuping.
Heidi?
I'm very drunk. I'll just tell you right now. Very drunk. Now, here's the thing. New Mexico, whole state is 505. But
505, yo.
But if you live in Albuquerque and you want to call Santa Fe, you got to dial 505 before the number. Doesn't make any sense. Because you're in 505. MCLI says they changed that. Well, he's got an inside track on New Mexico now because he's lived there more recently than I have. Because I'm long gone from the New Mexico scene. Santa Fe is now 575. I'm very drunk. But
it's all just fucking numbers.
It's not just fucking numbers, because...
What is it then? If it ain't numbers, what is it?
You know what? They made a whole Seinfeld episode about how...
Get you quoting Seinfeld now.
If you lived in Manhattan...
You grown up?
It was always 212. But they started giving out new numbers in Manhattan. So you could be 718, you could be 917, you could be 646.
So right? What area code is it for 555?
That's nothing. That's movies. But
silly Billy.
But if you were 212, you're old school, right? So they did a Seinfeld thing where like if
tell your pages though.
You're living in Manhattan, but they gave you a new number, 646, for instance. Go fuck yourself.
What about your pager story?
Hottie Show. You're listening to the Hottie Show. My pager number was 516-575-WORD.
Word.
They said to pick your last four digits. I said word.
Gangsta.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How cool is that?
That's cool beyond all stuff.
We should play music. Cause,
did you get it sorted? Oh, no, you played it already.
Sorted, no. What should we play?
What? You want me to pick one?
Beatles.
Yeah, some Beatles won't go amiss.
Okay, this MP3 player has more Beatles.
Get Monkey Buzz joining the fucking dot game.
I have two MP3 players to play from.
Okay.
Beatles. Really, you want Beatles?
I actually don't like Beatles that much.
Why are you asking for Beatles?
Well, I don't know. Eleanor Rigby came in my head straight away.
Eleanor Rigby. are a piece of work, my friend. You are a piece of work.
What you got? Play some Wilco. How about that?
Well, you know I love Wilco.
Oh, yeah. Oh, some Indigo Girls.
Shut the fuck up. I saw that comment, by the way. How about Erd Bibbin? That's got to be my German band.
I'll tell you what.
Fettes Brot. Hey. Listen, we're going to listen to some German rap right now.
Heidi.
Yeah.
All right, now go on. No, it's all right, go on.
We're going to listen to Erdbeeren from Fettes Brot, which is strawberries in German.
Or at least some Rammstein.
In Deutschland geht ein Beetle vom schicksten Filmviertel bis in die Sozialbausiedlung. Was
in Hügeln ärgern sich über die letzte Diät, dennoch sie beim Popo wackeln, doch jetzt ist es zu spät. Anstatt runter, dicker Backen, hört man nur die Knochen knacken, eure Mama muss für euch mal Kuchen backen.
Erbeben, was geben? In Deutschland geht ein Bido vom schicksten Willenviertel bis in die Sozialbausiedlung. Erbeben, was geben? In Deutschland geht ein Bido vom schicksten Willenviertel bis in die Sozialbausiedlung. Im Sommer gibt es Schatten und im Winter hält er warm. Wovon ich hier rede, ist ein riesengroßer
und swing. Auf der Straße stehen und alle drehen sich um. Man ihn so einen Arsch gesehen, der super Premium. Auf der Straße stehen und alle drehen sich um. Man ihn so einen Arsch gesehen, der super Premium. Was geht denn? Was geht denn? In Deutschland geht ein Bido. Vom schicksten Villenviertel bis in die Sozialbausiedlung. Was geht denn? Was geht denn? In Deutschland geht ein Bido. Vom schicksten Villenviertel bis in die Sozialbausiedlung.
In my butt? You want to do it in my butt? In my butt?
We've had this before.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Again, don't worry. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Hardy.
Cockney.
I love you.
Do you really?
Yeah, pretty much. You're brilliant. This is the best radio show on the internet. It's fucking brilliant. I love it. You win.
You only say that because
you
only say that because you love me.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't tell everyone that I love them. So your argument, well, not so much argument, but whatever. But thing was then, I'm only telling you that I love you because I love you.
Question. You know, Uncle Crops?
Yes.
He's like, you know, he really loves you.
Mm-hmm.
That Cockney, he really loves
What's
you.
What's not to love? Oh, he's that to you.
What did you say to him?
What
did you say to him?
Do you want me to tell you?
What did you say to him?
Well, give me a sec and I'll tell you. I can't remember. If you give me a sec, go on, you speak and I'll bring it up on
Because
on
he's like, oh, he wanted to make an effort to get out to New York when you're going to be here.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't he?
So he's like, well, you know, he really loves you. Maybe I shouldn't come. When he's going to be there. And I'm like, no, dude, you should definitely come. I want it to be a big, you know, event when Cockney comes to New York. Everybody should be here to fucking celebrate.
Yeah, totally.
He's thinking, like, maybe he's going to cock block if he comes here.
Well, what's the cock block? What are you saying? What, you mean there's going to be something to block?
Right, that's what he's insinuating. So,
well, whatever.
But I'm like, no, you should definitely come. I want you to come.
Yeah. Uncle Crops, Tim, if you like, if meet you, if I come in November, then there's going to be words said between me and you, fella. I'll tell you that now, boy. There'll be no holding till sleepy time.
So he's like, he really likes you. And I'm like, yeah, I know he really likes me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, obviously. What not to like?
But I want to know what you said to him.
Right, yeah, right.
What's making him say that to me?
Okay, I'll tell you now. Right, do you want me to read out the message? I don't think it's nothing that...
Go ahead.
I sent, how the devil are you? All good, me hopes. The new job. Just stopping by to say hi. In a bit. That's it. He replied, all is well. The new job is great. Albeit demanding, I worked 29 straight hours Wednesday morning through Thursday afternoon on a pediatric case. Could barely drive home afterwards. I was so tired. Still, in all, learning the ton and I'm blown away by the things that I'm seeing on a daily basis. Glad to have this weekend off. Go see Toledo Mudhens play baseball and drink lots of beer at the game. How's life on your side of the pond? T. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I replied, yeah, it's all good here too. I'm having one of those days where stuff works. Stuff just works out. A bit of garden maintenance in preparation for a barbecue tomorrow. Feel a tad tired now. Really want a beer, but really want a beer too. But I'm going to hold off till the fun. By fun, I mean complete and out of feast of food, drink, and the odd hallucinogen. Tee hee. Tomorrow should be good. Glad to hear you're enjoying your job, even if it doesn't mean you have to work more hours than our good Lord.
So if I wrote to you on a regular basis, I would get these details.
What?
Oh, I'm just saying you give him more details than you give me.
No, not at all. Let me finish. At least you're doing something that makes you happy and aren't stuck in the factory putting little plastic Eiffel Tower models in boxes or something like that. Our football season starts next week. I can't fucking wait. Cool. In a bit, dude. And that's it.
Yeah?
That's the only correspondence I've had. To go
so you didn't say anything about me?
I don't think so.
Come here, pussycat!
Why would I?
Well, according to him, it seemed like you maybe said something serious about your feelings for me.
look, so let me have another butcher's. No, I don't think so. No offense, Heidi, but if I'm going to speak to people...
No offense!
Well, listen, look. If I'm going to speak to, like, Uncle Crops, yeah?
Yeah?
And, like, Melanie, for example, as well.
Uh-huh. And my friends, my real-life friends, people I've grown up with.
If I'm going to speak to them, right, I'm not going to speak to them about you. I know about you. You know, I'll get to know my little tidbits about you from you. You know, if I'm going to speak to them, it's because I want to speak to them, not you, if you know what I mean.
What's happening? Somebody named Sarada wants me to allow them to see when I am online.
We'll do it.
Sarada. Don't care. And they are IMing me hi.
Well, hi back. Might be the start of something beautiful.
Please. You know, I've had my experience with the online dating.
Have you?
Yeah. So first of all, this guy from Florida IM'd me that he was moving to New York. And it turned out, oh my God, he was in this punk band. And he was like the lead man for this punk band. He was moving from Florida to Long Island, and he was asking me if I lived anywhere near this other town, and I was like, well, yeah, actually, I do, and I got intrigued because I received a lot of random IMs, but this guy was, like, randomly IMing me and didn't really seem to know if there was any chance that I was nearby where he was moving to. He seemed sincere. Okay. He seemed sincere.
Well, everyone seems sincere on the
internet. So I start talking to this guy, and I give him my number, and we're talking on the phone.
You gave him your number?
Late night talks, right?
You don't even give me your number.
And he's sending,
honey,
and he's sending pictures. This is years ago.
Put him up on the Heidi show.
So what do? I meet up with the guy. When he moves out here, I talk to him on the phone. A couple times he drunk calls me, right? He's drunk calling me. It's a mess. He's a drunk. But he's a musician, and I like musicians. So I end up hanging out with him. He moves out here.
I play the clarinet.
He moves in with his cousin, and I hang out with the guy. And I bang him because I figure I don't want to be the queen of empty promises.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I feel like I've built up
this... You don't
want
to meet up with a guy and fuck him.
...online and telephone relationship with the dude. And ultimately, I don't want to be like a dick and be like, yeah, I'm not into you because I've built up this online relationship with him. So, I bang him.
That's no way to live your life, Heidi. Sorry.
So anyway, it was a big mess. I wasn't attracted to the guy. It was a mess. It was a
problem. Why'd you bang him then?
Because I felt like I would be a tease otherwise, and I'm not into being a tease.
Well, no, fuck it. Fuck that.
I feel like I don't need to bang you when you come.
What?
I don't need to bang you when you come.
What?
Because I feel like we're friends. What? You know what I mean? I feel like we're friends.
It's not about that.
And I can just hang out with you, and if we don't bang, it's cool.
I'll just hang out of you. No, it's not about that, Heidi.
I know it's not about that. I know it's not about that. But with this guy, it kind of was, right? So I banged him.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad.
If it happens.
Then there was this other guy who randomly IM'd. I don't know. What is it like the random IMs? So this guy randomly IM'd me. I talked to him. I went out on a date with him. He ended up being like crazy rich. crazy rich guy. And he wanted to, like, do all this work on my Jetta, on my Volkswagen. And he was, like, he had, like, mechanical inclination. He bought parts for my car. And he wanted to fucking come and, like, work on my car. And for whatever reason, I wasn't.
I want to come in your car.
I wasn't, like, available when he was ready to come work on my car. And he was like, you're done. I'm done with you. But that guy, we went on a date. And he went down on me in a parking lot, and there was, like, people across the way, like, watching him go down on me and honking their horns and, like, playing Welcome to the Jungle real loud on their car stereos.
You're such a good girl.
Just a fucking whore.
Aw.
But anyway, when you come, I don't feel like I need to live up to any, preconceived expectation because we have this friendship.
Do we?
Don't you feel that way?
Oh, okay.
I feel like I could just hold you and I don't have to worry about expectations.
Are you, in your head when you hold me, are you clothed?
Yes.
Oh.
But I love you, Cockney. I love you.
Woohoo. I love you, too.
I'm not saying, like, nothing could possibly happen, but you are in the friend zone.
Shut up.
But I love you.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, right? If you don't fuck me, then I want the £330 airfare back. How about that?
Is that the case?
No.
I'm wondering, do you think you're coming here to fuck me?
No, I honestly don't.
I think you're coming here to have a trip to New York. And I'm
going
to do everything in my power to make sure you have an awesome experience in New York.
Okay, all right. God's honest truth, right? I'm coming over there, yeah? So, as you say, have fun. Yeah? And that's it. Right?
Yeah, and if we bang, it's like extra.
If you want, yeah.
I would even let you. I would at least even sleep in a bed with you and snuggle you all night long. But I don't know if I will bang you.
Oh, if that happens, then there ain't no ifs or buts about that. That's getting done.
Monkey Boss says that's a definite bang.
Well, okay. Have you got any more show prep?
What is it, getting too personal for you?
Not in the slightest.
I think it is. I think it is. Yeah.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I'm the asshole then, as usual.
You're not an asshole, Heidi.
No, I am.
No, you're not.
You know, beautiful. I rearranged my furniture today.
What? Hey?
If that's not personal enough for you. I rearranged my furniture.
Whereabouts? What room?
Living room. The couch.
All right.
The couch. It's a big couch. It's got a lot of pieces.
Is it like a corner one?
So there's like there's the recliner.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a one single cushion piece. And there's a corner piece.
Okay.
And there's a two part piece that's got the sofa bed in it.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Is that my bed?
How about you go
What's
fuck
going
yourself?
On with fucking, like, my apartment in Manhattan?
The apartment is not in Manhattan. If you get that thing, that guest place, it's in it's in Long Island City.
Okay.
You would have to take...
Jen, good night.
Night, Jen!
Thank you.
You would have to take a train to get into Manhattan.
And it takes like 5 minutes, though, doesn't it?
5 minutes.
Well, whatever. You know, whatever. But what's going on with that? Is it like in November or did the lease run out in October?
Listen. Whatever happens, we'll accommodate you. You understand?
Right.
You're going to be taken care of. When you come here, if you come here, no matter what happens, you will be taken care of. If you're staying in Long Island with me, or if you're staying in Queens with Chris, or if you're staying in Long Island City at a guest apartment, you're taken care of. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Dude, that's our Viking chat in Baniers taking care of.
And in the worst case scenario, you're out in Long Island with me. That's the worst case scenario. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Look, Heidi, to be honest with you,
stuck with me is the worst case scenario. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
If I had my, I'd rather be with you rather than, would I? There's a 50-50 about that. Would I rather have my own place 5 minutes away from Manhattan?
Hey, did you ever see the movie Love Actually?
Yeah.
So you know the British guy that comes out to the Midwest and he comes and all he packs is a bunch of condoms? And he meets up with the fucking, Shannon Elizabeth and whoever else, the fucking hot girls in the bar, and they take him back to their house and they bang him?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
is that it?
If you come here, I'll get Kimberly and me, and we'll fucking double team you, and that's all you have to worry about.
Is that a promise?
No.
Ah,
I'm just saying that's the likely scenario.
Is that a promise for the Heidi show?
Well, you'll definitely be on the Heidi show. We'll do the Heidi show.
Yeah, that's one. To be honest with you, that's one of the main reasons I'm coming, because that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, so just come.
Okay.
What time is it? Oh, it's almost 12 o'clock. Three-hour show. A three-hour tour.
If I may, Heidi.
What, baby?
Mate, the only reason that I'm saying that is because, I think I mentioned it earlier, I'm not sure. My job had to get a loan out to pay us last month.
Yeah,
did I mention that before?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so I might be out of work. So, yeah. Might interfere with my plans.
That's rough.
But, if we do go out of work, I get me redundancy pay. And I've been in like 5 years, so I'll get 10 weeks
wages.
What
does that mean, redundancy pay?
Well, it means like I get, for every year you've worked there, you get 2 weeks wages paid for free. So basically I'll get like 10 weeks wages, which is enough to pay my loan off and then pay lots of other things off.
Yeah.
And come over. What I should have done was just bought my fucking ticket to New York, had the money. I got fucking paranoid thinking, should I come over, should I not?
Listen, I understand. If you can't come, you can't come. I totally get it. It's an international trip. I realize it involves some financial finagling.
Yeah, but what better time to come over and stay over for my birthday, your birthday, and the tail beginning.
That's what I'm
birthday.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's our birthdays.
Yeah.
You come. It's going to be fucking awesome here. And
I'm going to come.
I really hope you do.
I'll get another loan out. Fuck it.
All right, I'm going to
get another loan out, marry you, and then I'll live over there. Then stay over there.
Okay, that works for me because I'm 35. I need to get married. I'm going to play music. I'm going to play some music now.
Will you marry me?
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention? Or did I not give enough affection? Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to make the same mistake again. You can tell me to my face, or even on the phone. You can write it in a letter. Either way, I have to know. Did I never treat you right? Did I always start the fight? Either way, I'm going out of my mind. All the answers to my questions I have to find.
My head's spinning. Shower, I will scour, I will roll.
A message off the Hoot and Greenway show on Skype.
You did?
It says, yeah, it says, are you listening?
See, they
was in the chat room last week.
How
so bit,
funny is it now they want you? They didn't want you, now they want you. What
did
is
you
that?
Hear me last week?
I heard you. I went into there.
I saw you for a bit. Did you hear me go off at Big T?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, my daughter heard you go off on Big T. She came in the room. She goes, was that Cockney Tony saying you're too fat so you can't get a job? She was laughing at you, my kid.
I listened back on a video and I sounded awful.
They don't understand who you are. You see what it is? They don't understand.
Oh, yeah. Can you phone in and should I try?
My fear is that they don't want to hear from me.
Well, no, I won't mention you. Should I try? I know that's conference.
Yeah, I think you should.
Not that one. Okay.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I figured it out earlier. Contact. Go on, carry on. Do something.
So what are you going to do? You're going to call Hooter and Greenway?
Well, I'll just call in, see what you got to say.
But how does that work out with my show?
Well, you'll be able to hear what they say to me.
Really?
Well, I'll conference it. I'll figure it out.
Fantastic. Okay, go for it.
Well, no, that's not it. Is it? How do you do it? I figured it out earlier. There was a button. Oh, here you go.
You're calling them now?
No.
No?
No.
What's
if
happening?
I call them, no, I can't. Unless you can work me through.
No, I can't.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. Okay, I'm online with you. So the Hoot and Greenway can drop. Okay, call group.
Yeah.
Let me know if you hear it ring.
Well, I'm gonna hear it on my show, and they're gonna hear me too.
Well, let me know if you hear it.
All right, I'll keep quiet. He's calling the Hooter and Greenway show. CringeRadio.com. Cringe humor. No, he's on hold now. He's not here.
Are you there?
Yeah.
No.
No, it doesn't work. Right. I didn't think so. You had me on hold.
Yeah, I'll put you on hold for a sec.
That'd be funny, though. And I'd be like, hey, you're in Greenway, you're on the Heidi Show. They don't want to be on the Heidi Show. They were very kind to me when I was host of the Chaos Radio Show on CringeHumorRadio.com. He's got me on hold again. Anyway, at some point in time, I used to be on the CringeHumor Radio Network on the Chaos Radio Show. I was the host of the Chaos Radio Show on CringeHumor Radio. And we were on the same network as the Hooter and Greenway Show. And, so we were friendly, but now they are on Cringe Humor and I'm not on Cringe Humor, and I would scare you in person. No, I wouldn't scare you in person. I'm a nice person. I'm not scary. I'm a friendly girl. I'm a nice girl. You know what I didn't tell you about? Here's the thing. Maybe Cockney will come back. I went to see a Yankee game at Yankee Stadium, at the new Yankee Stadium, and we went and we stood on line. Hi, Michael Jackson. We stood on line for Monkey Boz likes his women dumb and submissive. I'm not dumb, but I am submissive, as it turns out. Smart and submissive. Smart and submissive. That's my MO. Anyway, we went to the new Yankee Stadium, and the new Yankee Stadium has the Yankee Museum. So we're standing in line for the Yankee Museum, and there's some bitch who is a real habitual line stepper. AR Dance City, my friend. AR Dance City. AR Dance City. Cockney! Anyway, so I go to the new Yankee Stadium, and there's some bitch who thinks that she's going to get further in the line by stepping up next to me, by stepping up alongside of me. I don't understand this. What is the point? She thinks that she's going to somehow advance herself in the line by standing alongside of me instead of standing behind me where she belongs. Why is it that people think that somehow they're going to advance themselves in the line by standing alongside me? I realize people want to be close to me. They think I'm attractive. They want to be close to me. But why alongside me in a line? You're behind me, bitch. Physically behind me. Get behind me. Get behind me. Why are you stepping up alongside me? I don't understand this. It makes no sense. You're behind me. I kind of made a scene about it. I was like slapping my foot down. I'm like, that's what she's doing. She's slapping her foot down. What does she think she's doing? She's behind me. She's not going to get in front of me. Mad as sick likes watching porn with black men and white women. I'm not, I haven't watched porn in a long time, actually. I'm quite drunk. Cockney! What the fuck? I don't have my emo Tony. Dude, that's my bike. I don't know where you are. MCLI, I don't know where you are. Well, I could use some help. Schneikes is not. Schneikes is not here. Be here. Be here now. You see what happens to me? Everything was fine. Cockney is ruining my show, ultimately, because I'm used to doing the solo show. I'm used to having to talk about myself. Spirit fingers. I'm used to having to do the show by myself. Cockney's ruining things because he's here all the time. He hung up. Motherfucker. Motherfucker. MCLI, that's right. The bitch should have known her role and got behind me. What the fuck happened to you, motherfucker?
Sorry. I just had sex talk with Jada.
Do you realize I'm accustomed to doing the show by myself, except that you come and do the show with me, and then I don't know what to do when you're gone?
Did you epically suffer it? They kept me on. They laughed. It was good.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I didn't mention you. There was some birding called Jada who was doing sex advice. So I asked her if it was okay if, where you're making sweet love to your woman, if it, if she sticks your finger, her finger up. And she said, no, that's not normal. I went, oh, is it not? Oh, dear. And we carried it on from there. It was fun. I think it was funny. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson, for you.
Was it his birthday?
It was yesterday. Did you not see my Facebook update?
No. I don't pay any attention to you on the internet.
Liar. Do you not?
What was your Facebook update?
It just said, I would like to wish MJ, the big fucking kiddie fiddler, a happy birthday or something like that.
I would just like to say that vodka doesn't seem to get me as drunk as a beer.
You, my dear, are what we like to call in England a fucking lightweight.
I don't think so. I drank a lot of gin tonight.
No, that's not a bad thing. You know, a cheap date and all. I like that one. Well, no, it's good. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I drink light or beers, I'll get quite buzzed or whatever you want to call it. But it just so happens that I can go through that threshold of feeling quite buzzed and continually drink for stupid amount of hours. Sometimes.
This guy is kind of cute in my chat room.
Who's that?
Made Sick.
Who?
I don't know. He's wearing some hat. He's cute.
Oh, maybe that one. Let's have a look.
Have a look.
All right. I'm trying.
This is what happens at the end. Random people come in the room.
I'm trying. I can't see anything by him.
Can you recommend another song?
Of course I can.
What do you want?
All right, 15 seconds. I want a countdown, and then by the end of the 15 seconds, I think.
What do you want?
No, you won't like that.
What?
Oh, You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. The first song.
Paul
I ever
Simon, you can call me Al. No, I'm sorry, I'm not playing that.
All right, what do you want? Sound good. All right then. What's it called? The purple funky monkey.
Brass monkey. That
purple
funky monkey.
Funky monkey.
Brass monkey junkie. That funky monkey.
There you go, Heidi.
What you're saying is you don't want BC Boys Brass Monkey?
If you want to play that, yeah, you can play that.
No, you don't want that.
Well, I want the purple funky monkey.
That's not Brass Monkey. I don't know the purple funky monkey.
You want
monkey.
Me to send the link to it? Can you play YouTube?
Yeah.
Right, give me 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Well, maybe a little bit more. Let's see what happens here.
That sucks.
Well, no. You know, it's all good.
Wah, wah.
Monkey. Right, yeah, I've got a link for you. Yeah. Hey, give me
what,
a sec.
What?
In the butt. Say what?
What? In the butt. What?
There you go. In chat room. Paste. Go. There you go.
Oh, I hate it when you do that. I can't. It does nothing for me. Don't you understand?
Well, what do you want? What do you want me to do?
Aim, please.
Oh, okay. Oh, I haven't got aim open.
You're a bitch.
I have, but...
You're a bitch.
Well, no, right.
No, you're a fucking bitch.
No, fuck off. Right? If we can be nice friends, we've got to sort this out.
No, we can't be nice friends.
Why not? What, we're going to be nasty friends?
It's over between us.
Paste, motherfucker. Here, right, and then send.
Whatever. Okay,
send. It's there, sorted.
You're a right, dick. Huh? I got nothing
got
for
that?
You.
Have you got it?
Whatever.
What?
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? The needle out the bum.
Apple bum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita apple bum, gotta put me on. Benita apple bum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita apple bum, you gotta put me on. Benita, Benita, Benita.
Felicia. For the kind of stunning you miss, I must beseech ya. Hey, being with you is a top priority. Ain't no need to question the authority. Chairman of the board, the chief of affections. You got minds to swing in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita. 38, 24, 37.
What?
You wanted to hear?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, this is what you wanted to hear?
Yeah, it's not necessarily a radio show song, but...
No! Know. You think it's easy to do a radio show?
Yeah. No, I don't. I think it's one of the hardest things that you could possibly imagine. I wouldn't know I wouldn't know what to do, where to begin, or anything. I'm sorry. Look, you put me on the spot. Okay? You put music again. Oh, you want the East Coast shit. Why didn't you say that?
I would rather hear Tribe Called Questions. Quest then, what's Purple Funky Monkey? I don't know what the fuck that is. Purple Funky Monkey. Really? I'm not a club kid, you know what I'm saying?
What?
That's it. It's over.
Is it game over?
Show's over.
Well, dude, that's my part. I can't be arsed looking at that yet. Hit me up again another time. Heidi.
What?
When you say that's over, do you mean like the show or our chat's over?
I mean the show's over.
Okay.
I want to thank the people in the chat room for listening.
That's Michael Jackson, Mad Sick, Monkey Boz.
I want to thank Sobe especially for listening because he seems to be a team player. MCLI.
Dude, that's my bike. It's Nikes. A big shout out goes out to Emo Tony B.
That's my bike. It's Nikes. Shout out goes to Emo Tony B from Hamilton, New Jersey.
Big up. It's just big up. Big up. Big up to the guy that I banned that I didn't mean to. Word to Snowfall.
Yeah, big up to that guy you banned, you douchebag.
I fucking didn't mean that, man. Come on.
Thank you for everybody for checking out my fake mustache. And, yeah, I love you. Check out, download the podcast on The Heidi Show at iTunes.com. What is that? Not at iTunes.com. Just go to iTunes and look for The Heidi Show. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Heidi.
What?
Fucking shut up, bitch. Right, Sobe456 says in the chat room, and Cockney for an interesting night. Right, listen, Sobe, if you want an interesting night, right, subscribe to The Heidi Show on iTunes.com. Okay? And then probably around episode 8, I'll start chucking him a little in the nuts. TheHeidiShow.com. Google it.
Come on.
Go on, what tickled you there?
Google iTunes.
She can de-throw that big black thing easy, but she just chooses not to. Good girl, and don't do that sort of thing on camera. Don't do it.
What?
What?
Me, whore? What? What? What?
I said don't become a whore for the chat room.
Never.
Don't deep-throat the mic.
Never.
I know.
My shirt is on.
Never. I
wore a mustache for 2 hours.
So did I. Oh, and now all you can see is my ear. I do apologize.
I'm just saying. Cockney Tony, thank you for being my co-host.
Anytime, Heidi.
Thank you for watching me drink my beer and my gin tonight.
Thank you, love you, and good night.
Night.
There you go, there's a proper, like, goodbye. You moaned the other week that I didn't give you a proper goodbye.
Oh.
Well, don't hang up on me on Skype. I'm just going to say goodbye and then shush.
Okay, I'm going to stop the record.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.